about.
You're listening to the hot rockin', flame-throwin', booty-kickin', steamrollin', corn-shuckin' tower of hit music power that's shaking the lakes and rockin' the docks.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
All you have to do is follow 3 simple rules. 1. Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected. 2. Take it outside. Never start anything inside the bar unless it's absolutely necessary. And 3. Be nice.
All of these ideas are terrible.
And now.
So remember, men, if you come to work tomorrow and your secretary refuses to do the filing and then go home and find that your wife has refused to do the cooking, don't blame them. Remember, you gave them the vote 50 years ago.
Our feature presentation.
Wow.
Right? Finally.
Nice.
It is hard to imagine that ever existed for reals.
And ever went away.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday, the 2nd of Double December.
Yes, it is.
It's happening.
You know how Lisa and others sometimes complain if the thermostat gets below, say, 70?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
You will enjoy this, what happened to me yesterday, Lisa. My furnace went out.
Okay.
And it was 44 in my house.
In your house?
44. Yeah, in my house. I was out a bit and came back, and I thought, well, it feels a little chillier than usual in here. And it was 44 degrees, and I did all of the diagnostics that a simpleton like me knows how to do, and couldn't get anything going. So I had to call the furnace company and have them come out and do an appointment. And it was about 3 hours before they came out. So I went around and lit fires, did the best I could with that, and found some heaters. Cranked all that up. Got it up to 45.
Yeah.
Good work. That for a degree.
You're a home improvement genius.
Well, it occurred to me that this house must be losing an awful lot of heat if I had all of that going and could not raise the temperature inside.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true. Although those little portable heaters never work.
Yeah, they work, but only if you're within 8 inches of them.
Right.
They don't do much to warm the temperature of the room. So anyway, so he finally came about 3 hours later and took him about an hour. He got it all worked up, and then it took another 3 hours for it to crawl back close to 60. But
is that where you leave it, 60?
Usually we leave it between 62 and 64.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
But
Boner
44,
would die in your house.
44, you guys. I've never been in a house where it's been 44 degrees before. That was a new one for me.
I don't know. 44 feels like 60 to me. That's all the same once you go below 60.
I don't think so. I think you walk into 44, you go, what the hell?
I can see my breath at 60. What, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I thought, I don't know how that helps anybody or anything, but I thought it was interesting, Lisa, knowing the battle of the K-Rock thermostat. I thought you might. I mean, it could be worse, I guess,
yes,
is what I'm saying.
You're right.
We have a lot of equipment in this room that puts out heat, so Lisa is continuously changing.
Adjusting, yes.
Yeah, down a couple of degrees, up a couple of degrees, down a couple of degrees.
I'm on it, man.
Yeah. Too
yes,
much,
you are.
Some would say.
Hey, do we have time for, I know our policy is generally to avoid 911 calls of people at their worst moment. What if I have a 911 call of a young woman and it's a story with a happy ending?
I would listen to
that.
I'm
in.
Are we okay with that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Here's a terrifying scenario. I'll let her explain it to the 911 operator.
Hello?
Hi, this is 911. What are you reporting?
I hit some black ice and I went off the road in Yelm. I was going home from Yelm, and then I went off the road in Vail.
So
and I'm in a big puddle, and my car's filling up with water. I don't even know where I am.
So, and you just
and I can't,
were at the
I can't get out of my car, and it's filling up with water.
Now, are we terrified yet?
Yes.
That sounds horrific.
She can't get out. It's filled with water, and she can't tell him where she is.
Yes, that's right. She had some vague directions. She does. By the way, the police do arrive in about 2 minutes or so. So, and she is fine. She is rescued.
She's pretty calm.
She is so far. She's about to get uncalm
because
she's panicking. I mean, she's panicking. Imagine if, the water is coming, the water is filling up in your car and you can't break a window and you can't get out and you don't know where you are. She said she's in a puddle, by the way. She's actually in the Centralia Canal. It's a pretty good sized body of water. The 911 operator is doing what he can for her.
What kind of car is it?
It's a 2013 Chevy Cruze.
By the way, I laughed when I heard that the first time because I know why he's asking, because he wants to give that information to the officers who are on the way of what they're looking for, right? That might be useful. But it sounded like he was chatting her up.
Yeah. Did he say what color?
Yeah. Hey, what kind of car are you driving? Hey, where are you from? What are you into?
Hey.
I'm okay, but I'm stuck in the car. I can't get the door open. And the water's up to my knees, and I'm in the driver's seat. And I can't get out of my car.
She, by the way, has established that she can't get out of the car, but that never stops her from continuing to repeat that. I think that's the only thing she can think right now is, I can't
right.
get out of the car. Well, she's having trouble responding to anything else.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am.
What's that?
Oh, crying. I can't get out of my car. I can't open the door. I okay. can't roll the window down.
Are you able to break the window?
I don't know how.
All right, I'm ready to let her drown at this point, by the way. She's really getting on my last nerve. Would you guys know how to break a window from inside your car?
I know there's a tool that you can have in your car,
I don't know where
but I don't have one.
I don't know where that tool is.
I don't either.
I would usually in people's trunks. That's where they keep that, by
I think
the way.
I would maybe try it with my elbow or my foot.
And if you can turn around, and kick out the, if you're in the driver's seat, if you can turn around and kick out the passenger's window with your foot, it seems like that might be an approach to try. But I don't know if it doesn't seem like she thought of that.
I have nothing to break the window with.
You have nothing to break the window with. How fast is it filling up?
I don't know. My car's stinking. I can't open the door.
Ma'am, I need you to stay on the line with me, but I need you to find something that you can break a window with. Okay, I need you to figure out something here to maybe get something out so you can break the window that you can climb out of your car with. Okay?
I'm trying with my key, and I can't get it to break, and my car is filling up.
Are you able to? Okay.
Oh.
Kind of getting hot.
Okay, so the water's coming in. Ma'am, is your seatbelt on? Is your seatbelt on you?
I took it off.
I understand. I want you to take a deep breath for me, okay?
That's got to be the number one thing that 911 operators have to do is to calm the person down so that they can help themselves,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, so they can think clearly.
Exactly.
You have to help yourself here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you've got to take a deep breath, and we've got to figure out a way to help yourself. Do you have anything in the glove box that can break that window?
No.
Okay.
I have nothing.
Ma'am, listen to me.
He seems annoyed.
We have an officer who's saying...
He seems annoyed. Ma'am, well, for God's sakes, pay attention.
I mean,
quit whining.
He's shaking her, basically.
Yeah.
He's saying, pay attention, listen to me.
Right.
By the way, you heard her say the car is sinking, and it is. She's going to give you an update on where the water is here in a second. And the car did end up going in the water as she was pulled from it. By the way. That's where we're headed with this.
God. We have an officer who's saying he's in the area, okay?
Okay, I can't get out, and the car's filling up. Please,
okay.
Established.
Please break the window. I see the light. Please break the window.
Okay, so you see the, okay.
I see the light behind me, but I can't get out.
Understood. Okay, we've got officers who see you, okay?
Oh, okay. I'm so
okay.
The water's full. It's up to my waist. Oh, I need to get out of here, please. I'm so
is the scared. Officer right there? Have you seen, is the officer talking to you?
I hear him yelling, but I don't know if he can get to me or not. I'm scared. I can't break the window, and the
You've
car
gotta,
is soaking.
There's got to be something to break the window with. You don't have anything in that car. Use your hand, maybe put some clothing around your hand or something to break it. Are you able to do that with your forearm or your elbow?
They broke the window.
Okay, all right. I'm hanging up.
So the police officer who arrived about 2.5 minutes after the call was initially made broke the back window with his baton, reached in, and pulled her out the back of the car.
Like the cop was that close.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
this really could have ended badly.
30-year-old woman, by the way, as I say, the car did sink into the canal. She was taken to St. Peter Hospital for treatment of minor injuries and exposure. She didn't even feel the cold, by the way, until she got back out onto the street after she was, pulled out of the car. Then she realized how freezing she was.
Yeah.
I was so panicked, I didn't even feel the cold. I was just freaked out that there was more water coming into the car. She should have mentioned that she couldn't get out of the car, though.
Look. I think she's as calm as anybody could be expected to be in that situation.
Yeah. I totally agree. I totally agree. I'm just funning with her. But yeah, a happy ending once in a while on one of these 911 calls.
Then
but
she went home and her house was 44 degrees. And she died. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bicho, shall we?
Barking up the wrong tree, McGruff.
A couple of more contestants for Miss Double December.
Yeah.
Sure.
As that pageant is this Friday in Fullerton. What's up with Florida on today's show? Mm-hmm. What's up with not just the dreadlocks, but the dirty dreadlocks?
I don't really know about the dirty dreadlocks.
You've so seen much. Them. I mean, maybe.
You mean when they shake their head and dirt flies
well,
off?
Well, pretty much. You look at it, you size it up, and you go, I'm going to go with 2 or 3 years since it's been washed.
Oh, dear God.
Never been combed. That's the hair. That's the look we're talking about.
Well,
never
I think
been
that's
combed.
How you get dreadlocks.
It's never.
You don't comb them.
Right, you don't comb them after you get them.
Right.
You don't get them just by not combing.
I think so. No,
I think I'm with Kevin. I think they put something in your hair to make it look like that. I think that's on purpose, believe it or not.
I don't know.
I guess I know nothing about dreadlocks.
Can't be fun. And by the way, while we're on the topic, just a side note, I can't imagine why football players have giant beards. Different topic altogether, but you see them and you go, gross. They're in a sport. They sweat. They've got a chin guard. That's the worst thing I've ever seen. So facial hair, stop it. J.B. Smoove will be on the program today.
I love him.
Talking about the movie Top 5. And we've got your tickets for the sold-out 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. We'll take a break and come back with the showbiz beat next. Walk the moon, shut up and dance with me.
Katy Perry, walk the moon! Katy Perry, walk the moon!
It's actually just shut up and dance.
Katy Perry, walk the moon! Katy Perry, walk the moon!
Who are they cheering? Oh, Katy Perry! Guys, hey, Katy Perry, walk the moon. Hey, Katy Perry, walk the moon is standing right here. Katy, walk the moon. Katy Perry, walk the moon is standing right here.
Again, Muggs, what was your thinking there?
Maybe she liked Walk the Moon. And
maybe.
She
That's
over.
A big freaking maybe to use her as bait to get her over to you for an interview.
You never know. Never know.
You know, I do know. Let's just say I do know. She's not rushing over because you have Walk the Moon next to you.
She didn't go, oh my God, Walk the Moon.
Drops her high heels and just starts booking across the red carpet.
I also think that if Katy Perry wanted to meet Walk the Moon, she could probably arrange that on her own without a beer mug assist.
Probably.
They were both appearing at the same event on the same night. She certainly could have gotten word to them if she wanted to.
I like that Muggs committed, though. He was going to get her with that or nothing.
But
of course,
consider
it was nothing.
Being Walk the Moon.
Yeah.
And you have this human flotsam in front of you interviewing you, and he can't even be bothered to interview because he's screaming at Katy Perry while he should be spending time with you.
Yeah.
That's a guy on a date with someone else and going, look at that girl at the bar. Hey, come over here. You're really hot. Hey. And the girl you're with is like, hello, I'm here at the table with you.
Because now Katy Perry is saying, I'm not going to come over because Walk the Moon is there. Walk the Moon's like, oh. Come on. What's wrong with us?
It's a miracle they're even playing the acoustic Christmas show after being treated so shabbily on the red carpet.
Yes.
I couldn't decide between shabbily and shoddily.
I could tell, but it was good.
That's good with me.
Ralph is here. Time for the showbiz beat on a Tuesday morning.
All that being said, I dig that song.
I do too.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It's a good song.
You know me and the Girl Scout cookies. You know I've had a problem with the Girl Scout cookies for some time.
Yeah.
And not just the voluminous consumption of the cookies, but it's about how they're sold. My belief has always been that the purpose of the Girl Scout cookie campaign is not only to raise money for the Girl Scouts of America, which is a fine organization, don't get me wrong, but is to teach the girls something about interacting with other people and the nature of commerce and the salesmanship, and there are lessons to be learned, right?
A lot of courage needed in that.
That's
salesmanship.
What I'm saying. Right. It really teaches women to sort of young women to stand up on their own and to engage people and to learn all the skills it takes to be a successful business girl,
right?
Businesswoman, business person. So I always hated when the parents would come in and say, hey, "Buy cookies for my daughter." I'm like, "You're not your daughter. You're someone else. Go away."
If your daughter asks, I'll buy.
But I think I've lost the fight.
Why?
Girl Scouts announced today that they are going to allow the sale of Girl Scout cookies online.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Well, that defeats the purpose, I think.
Or does it? You know, initially that was my reaction, but apparently what's going to happen is each Scout can develop her own cookie website.
Okay.
Oh, so now it's web development.
That, I guess.
That's not bad. That,
all right.
Maybe that is the lesson to be learned in the 21st century for these girls, is how to interact with e-commerce, how to set up your own website and how to fulfill orders and distribution and stuff like that. Maybe that's a more valuable skill set to master these days than the one-on-one face-to-face interaction of salesmanship back in the parking lots of the supermarkets.
Maybe, but isn't part of the reason you put your kid in scouting is so that they'll do outdoor things with people?
Well, right
not
now,
so that they'll spend more time on a computer?
Sitting in front of stores. That's not really an outdoor thing.
But there are a lot of nice fumes you can get from
the car pipes.
I mean, this is basically just going to force all Girl Scouts to set up Facebook pages and Twitter accounts so that they can spam everybody they know to try to sell their cookies.
Yeah. Look, I don't know. I'm just torn. Well, I know that fat people probably finally have a porn site they can call all their own. They can just go to the cookie site and go, Beer Mug's going to be so happy.
He is. Will you be a parent of a Girl Scout in a couple of years, Ralph?
Only if she's interested. I'm not going to force her into scouting. You know, but she's a bit of a joiner. She likes doing a lot of things already. She's got ballet class and yoga.
So it might appeal to her.
You're not worried at all about her socializing.
No, no. She's very outgoing, so I'm not worried about that. But I will never, I promise you, I will never come in here and say, hey, buy some cookies for me.
Can't wait.
You can bring her in.
Hey. I will. I'll bring her in. I'll say, what do you want to tell these these sad, pathetic people, Olivia?
And then she'll pitch. She'll go, nope.
She'll burst into tears and run out of the room. You bastard. Hey, you look like Angelina Jolie.
What?
No.
Do you look like Angelina Jolie?
I'm going to go with Lisa on no.
No.
Well, that's too bad.
It is too bad.
for more than the obvious reasons. A place called the Beverly Hills Egg Donation Center wants you if you look like Angelina Jolie. Because apparently there's an order in. Someone is willing to pay top dollar for the eggs from a woman who looks just like Angelina Jolie. If you have the right height, you're slender, the right cheekbones and forehead, you can cash in with a cash offer of $30,000 for your eggs.
Wow. Boy, that guy's got a type, doesn't he?
He sure does. Or this couple.
Couple. Yeah.
Is that couple aware that they're not going to have another Angelina Jolie, though?
You never know, man. So, look, if you look like Angelina Jolie, you can make 30 grand. Actually, I got another way you can make a lot more money than 30 grand if you look like Angelina Jolie. Call me later. Just saying. Drop me a line.
Right.
Psst, I'm talking to her.
Right.
Oh. Kevin. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Lucy Liu. You know her, of course, from Elementary. She's 46 years old. Nate Mendel, bassist for Foo Fighters, 46 years old. Nelly Furtado celebrates her 36th birthday. Britney Spears, 33 years old today. Never gets old.
Still bell-worthy, right, guys? Britney Spears?
I haven't seen her in a while.
I haven't either.
I haven't either. But I'm guessing just for body of work, just she's sort of a Hall of Famer, right? And speaking of Hall of Famers, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers turns 31 years old today. Is there anybody playing better quarterback in the league
right
now?
No, I don't think so, no. He's amazing.
He's astonishing.
Hate him.
Yeah.
If the road to the Lombardi has to go through Lambeau, we're all in trouble.
Everybody's
That's
in trouble.
I'm saying. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
How about some new music, Foo Fighters? For God's sake. They've been listening to The Pretender.
They got an album out.
Like
they got an album
five
out
years.
Right now. Sonic Highway. It's been out like a month, Kevin.
Brand new music is out now.
Whoa.
Hey, Trank Dark Kevin. How are you? Very impressive.
Just trying to waste time so we can.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about this. The reason I bring up Trank Dark Kevin, who is also in studio with us in addition to Kevin and Bean and Lisa, is that, look, I don't know anything about Hollywood. I don't know how Hollywood works, particularly TV. But somebody heard Kevin on the radio and said, we need to expand his media profile and get this boy a TV show. So tonight,
make
like
sure
you did,
it's live. They said, don't let him have more than one take. That would ruin him.
So tonight, just like 2 weeks ago, after Sons of Anarchy on the FX channel, you'll see Kevin's face, and he'll be doing a chat show for about 45 minutes or so called Anarchy Afterward. Now, he did it 2 weeks ago, and we call him Trank Dark Kevin because listen to the high energy open to the program.
And now, Kevin Ryder.
Hi, I'm Kevin Ryder from the world-famous K-Rock radio station here in Southern California, and we have had the joy of talking to Mr. Kurt Sutter about one of the best TV shows of all time, Sons of Anarchy.
And it went on like that for about an hour.
Now, in my defense, scared out of my mind. And then the director kept saying, you have to slow down. You have to you can't talk so fast. You have to slow down because they had like a TVMA warning or something that they had to put up before we continued. And I was nervous, so I was going, Kevin, K-Rock, Kurt, go. And they said, you have to slow down. So I slowed down, and too much.
Yeah, you did.
Maybe a little too much.
Turns out that I slowed down after they hit me with a trank dart.
Now, I understand that you have to, at the open of the show, you've got to coordinate your voice to the graphics. I get that. What about the rest of the time when you were just doing interviews, though?
Dude, it's a blur. I can't tell you. I know I was scared out of my mind. I didn't want to ruin it. I didn't want to make mistakes, so I was purposefully going slow. I didn't realize that I sounded like Trank Dark Kevin.
Kurt, your show is one of the greatest shows on television. When you write that,
come on,
how do you feel when you write something like that, Kurt?
How are you going to come at a brother like that?
Drea.
Trank Dark Kevin, can
Drea,
I?
Whose last name I won't attempt to say.
That's correct.
You, in that scene, have to look at him, and all the things that he is thinking are on his face, but you have to know how he's feeling when he feels it. How do you do that?
Trank Dark Kevin, can I ask some questions about the body language that you exhibit on television? Could you explain your strategy there at the table?
My left arm was super glued to the table.
I was strangely unable to move.
The director feared, besides talking too fast, I may start flailing my left arm uncontrollably. And so they took special steps to keep that arm immobile. How did I feel when they did that?
How did you feel is a great question.
Immobilized.
Kevin, you didn't move.
Yeah.
It was like you were a cardboard cutout.
I didn't realize how little I moved until people started making fun of me for it. And then I watched like 2 minutes of it. I was like, all right, I can't watch this anymore.
Well, what? My shirt was also heavily starched and weighed about 80 pounds.
It's also
It was
true.
Not a small shirt.
What's your takeaway, real Kevin, from last time you did it? Because tonight you'll be a lot more relaxed, a lot more comfortable, I imagine, right?
Well, I imagine I'll be a little more relaxed, but it's an amazing show. There's two episodes left. There's a lot of attention on it. I don't want to ruin it. Yeah. So I'm extra careful, which I think makes me slow down quite a bit because I don't want to make mistakes.
Jimmy Smits, when you act, all your face says a lot of things, even when you aren't saying that much.
Right.
How do you do that acting thing that you do with your face, Jimmy?
I don't have an answer for you.
Imagine, if you will, an announcer you can barely understand. He refers to it, but you're not quite sure what he said. He seems to be eating something, or perhaps he's a little drunk.
Yay! So, Sons of Anarchy tonight and then Anarchy afterward.
And
okay, we gotta go.
Kurt Sutter.
Nope, we gotta go.
Your show is on just before this one.
Right.
How does that make you feel?
We're going to talk to comedian actor J.B. Smoove here in just a minute about the new film Top 5 coming out next weekend. This Friday, we're taking the show on the road. We're heading down to Fullerton. It's the 2015 Miss Double December pageant at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen, downtown Fullerton. Hey, Lisa, you're the weather lady. What's it supposed to be like on Friday?
Well, it won't be raining.
I thought she did traffic.
I'm sort of the traffic lady, but there will be no rain this weekend.
It's supposed to rain like crazy today.
And a little bit tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow, and then clear up for the weekend. Awesome.
Is it, we have had years down there, and it doesn't affect us in coats as much as it does the girls in bikinis, but there have been some years where it's been like 50 when we go on the air there in the morning. Do we have any idea what the temperature's going to be like?
I think it's going to be on the chilly side.
Yeah, I think
on the chilly side.
Highs are like 70 or something like that.
So early in the morning. 50, 60.
Boy, they do a great job down there at the Slide Bar, by the way. The Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen is where we're going to be broadcasting live. If you do want to come down, I mean, I guess the best advice we can give is just get there super early, right? Because it does get filled up.
Yes, and make sure you bring an unwrapped toy because Toys for Tots is going to be there. We call it Toys for Tatas, but bring that as your... That's your entry fee.
Exactly.
That's right. Come for the Double D, stay for the party, and the U.S. Marine Corps is going to be there accepting accepting toys. Miss Double December, of course. You can go to KROQ.com and you can cast your vote for one of the ladies you'd like to see represent the show next year. She not only will get to come to Acoustic Christmas in a couple of weeks, but she gets to go to all the events next year, including our singles parties and our breakfast whiz and the weenie roast. And she will also be the KROQ ambassador for the Avon Walk for Breast Cancer, which is going to be held next year in Santa Barbara. That she'll be representing the station and the show.
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff. Listen, I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
There's no tickets, David. You just show up and you just bring a new unwrapped toy and then you get to watch the show on Friday morning.
Right.
Yeah, but where can I get them? I mean, they're like... There's no tickets.
There's no tickets. It's just come on in. It's free, 21 and up, Fullerton on Friday morning.
Can I come to your radio station tonight and pick up something, or can I just go down there?
You can just go down there. No, you can just you can just go down there. Just try that.
Yeah, and where do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available?
Yes.
I'm sure there are. All right. We'll see everybody Friday live from the Slide Bar. Get all the details and be sure to vote for Miss Double December at KROQ.com. Top 5 movie has the greatest cast of a movie that I've seen coming down the pike in a long time. Unless you're white. Then you can't be in the movie, apparently. J.B. Smoove joining us back on the Kevin and Bean Show from Top 5. Hey, sir, how are you?
You damn right. This is the biggest cast since Caddyshack up in here. You know what I'm saying? Caddyshack did it well, too, now. Everybody was in Caddyshack. Everybody, man. They had ex-presidents in Caddyshack. NASCAR drivers was in Caddyshack. Actors, comedians was in Caddyshack.
But I'll tell
everybody was in Caddyshack.
I'll tell you
this movie is the Caddyshack of black movies, baby. That's right it is.
I was going to say, I'll tell you what was not in, and that's J.B. Smoove. You were not in it, but you're in this one.
I was not in Caddyshack. Yeah. I was not in Caddyshack.
Would have been better.
In Caddyshack.
Saying it would have been better.
I'm that one ingredient that makes everything better.
That's right. That's true, by the way. And I got to tell you, JB, when I saw the, I mean, I was automatically interested in this movie when I saw that Chris Rock was in it, obviously, because who doesn't, you know, worship Chris Rock? But when I saw the trailer unfold, I honestly couldn't believe Gabrielle Union, Cedric the Entertainer, Tracy Morgan, Kevin Hart, Jay Farrell, Michael Che, Sherry Shepherd, Leslie Jones, Rosario Dawson. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. It's kind of crazy. If this movie sucks, then there's no hope for Hollywood.
No, it's not. It's amazing. I've seen the movie 3 times already. It's amazing, man. This is the one movie where you can use the term. Have you ever heard the term, everybody and their mama is in this movie?
Oh, sure.
That is the term we use for this movie.
Because it's true this time.
It should be in all the trailers. It should say everybody and your mama. You know what I mean? It should say that. You know, which I think it's catchy as hell. Is it just me? Is that not catchy?
It's catchy.
I like it, and I think you should use it. Tell us about Chris Rock as a director. We know so much of him as an actor and as a stand-up, but as a writer and director, tell me what it's like working for him.
Oh, it was great, man. You know, I worked with Chris, as everybody knows, on the Chris Rock Show. I've been on there. I've been in Pootie Tang with him. So, for me... We're already friends, and the one thing I've learned about Chris is, you know, you'll hear Chris talk about it, is he loves to work with his friends. So he wants the time in between cut and action to be, hey, I'm with my friends, we're having a good time in between scenes. We all want this scene to be funny, we all want this movie to be funny, and his process is he wants to work with his friends, man, And it was an amazing process. You know, we joked around between scenes, but at the same time, he has to put his director's hat on, go to the monitor, see what's going on, see how the scene looks. Because, you know, the one thing about this movie is, because Chris is a stand-up, you know, we have this thing that we have to stick to. There's rules that, as a comedian, we have to follow in order for us to have the pace we need. On stage, you know, comedians have to have stage presence and timing and a certain amount of laughs per minute. And if you watch this movie, but me telling you now, when you watch this movie, when you guys go and see it, think about those three things I just said. Think about the timing, the stage presence, and think about the certain amount of laughs per minute, which is what you're going to notice. It has a stand-up special pace to it. It's like you know, bop, 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 punch. That you know, it's a rhythm to it that I think you're going to really enjoy and notice. And I think Chris has to. It would do the movie no justice if he didn't do it like a stand-up movie.
All right, now, did he put his director's hat on and pull you aside ever once and say, hey, JB, we need you to speed this up. The pacing isn't quite right, or slow it down.
Yeah, he has to. He definitely did that. And I'm sure he did it with everybody because you want to keep your audience engaged. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And Chris is already has this rat-a-tat-tat delivery on stage. He's quick with it. He has all these things. If Chris went on that in this movie and he's slow with it and he's just dragging along through the movie, it wouldn't be Chris Rock. It wouldn't be a movie about a stand-up comedian, you know? And since the movie is about a stand-up comedian, it makes sense for him to give a take of himself in this movie.
All right, now we talked about Chris Rock, the director. What about the writer? Does he make you stick to the script? Do you get to ad-lib? How does that work?
He has to allow you to do... The one thing an actor loves to hear is the term, feel free to make it your own. And when someone has enough faith in you to say that to you, that gives you the leeway to say, you know what, this is going to be fun. He said, feel free to make it my own. That means he wants you to read the script and put your own take to it, and let's see what you have. And when you do this, when we do the scene, when we shoot this movie, I want to see what you got, you know, and you can give your take to the movie. And what I do is this. When someone gives me a script, I don't read the script immediately. I want to talk to them and find out what they expect from me as an actor, you know, and what am I giving you and what are you giving me as far as our scene and how we work together.
But wait, isn't there, if you haven't read the script but you ask them what they want from you, isn't their first question, did you read it?
You ignore, when they say it to you, you ignore them.
All right, ignore them.
You ignore they ask.
That's a good tip. Kevin, you ignore they ask. Come on.
Yeah, you keep talking and you ignore them. Okay, that's what I do. I ignore them and keep talking. And then I just get what I need to get out of the situation. And then I go back and read it because now I got in my mind our relationship in the movie. So when I'm reading it, I can read it with a different eye as opposed to reading the code and not knowing what the hell he's expecting of the character.
I got you.
So now when I read it, it's vivid. It comes to life. It comes to life when I'm reading it now. You know what I mean?
Understood. The voice of J.B. Smoove here on the Kevin Beach Show talking about the film Top 5 opening up everywhere next Friday, December 12th. Last question for me, J.B., and that is, how does a man choose between Gabriel Union and Rosario Dawson? That's an impossible decision to make.
How does the Chris Rock character do it? It is almost impossible. And you will see in this movie, it's a tug of war. It's a term they use called tugging at your heartstrings, right? You
right.
Heard that before?
Sure.
Yeah, I throw out little metaphors and stuff. Some people never heard of this stuff, so you got to explain it to them. And in this movie, it gets tugged. His heartstrings are being tugged back and forth like a tug of war.
I got a feeling something else is being tugged at as well.
Yeah, indeed. Yes, indeed, brother. So I'm going to give you enough. I'm going to give you enough of the movie, but I can't give you all the details because you have to see it for yourself. And everybody and their mama's in this damn movie.
That's what I heard. I heard J.B. Smoove say that on the Kevin and Bean Show. All right, next Friday, December 12th, go see Top 5, written and directed by Chris Rock, our friend J.B. Smoove in the film. Great to catch up with you. Happy holidays, sir.
Hey, happy holidays. Get it in, man.
Thank you,
get
J.B.
It in for me.
Thank you.
This holiday season, shop all the must-have gifts for up to 70% off. Shop Nordstrom Rack or visit NordstromRack.com for luxe cashmere sweaters and accessories, designer handbags, cozy down jackets, and those oh-so-giftable slippers. Nordstrom Rack, the perfect gift every time. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. It's world-famous K-Rock at 6:53.
Ralph Garman steps in. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. Good morning, Ralph.
How come Nordstrom Rack isn't sponsoring our Miss Double December contest?
Good question.
That would be
really
perfect.
Should.
What the heck?
Not sure it's that kind of rack, but
what
I'm
the
with
heck?
You.
Are you with me?
I'm with you on what the heck.
What the heck?
Yep.
Ah, it's good times to be a Bond fan right now. These days, a lot of good Bond stuff coming up. First of all, this weekend, you know I'm a huge collector, and I love the collectibles world.
Yes, you do.
Julian's Auctions this weekend is doing a giant James Bond 007 auction this weekend for a ton of collectibles, but also props and costume pieces and things from the movies over the past 52 years of James Bond. This is the kind of stuff you could bid on. How about the little miniature jet aircraft used in the opening scene of Octopussy? If you've got an extra 300 grand, you can pick that up. It's the world's lightest single-engine jet in the world, Kevin.
I know, but you just said the words, if you've got an extra 300 grand.
Yes.
All right.
You got some laying around. Maybe you have a hard-to-buy-for friend that you need a present for this Christmas.
Right.
Get him the lightest single-engine jet in the world.
Is this hard-to-buy-for a friend that might be on our Christmas list wearing a leather jacket right now?
I'm just saying. It's better than an ugly sweater. That's all I'm saying.
That's how true. How dare you.
How about the hovercraft used in Die Another Day with Pierce Brosnan? You want your own hovercraft?
What's it going to
run
me?
You're goddamn right you want your own hovercraft.
I do, but what's it going to run me?
40 grand.
And it doesn't work.
40 grand.
Oh, that's much better than 300.
See? The helicopter prop from You Only Live Twice, also available. And there's also guns and high-tech gadgets and tasers and fingerprint scanners and Moneypenny's laptop and all kinds of cool things. So if you're interested, you can go to Julian's Auctions. Go to their site. They've got everything listed. The auction is this weekend, 5th and 6th. So you can pick up some James Bond stuff. By the way, I think it's Thursday. This week. This Thursday at 3 a.m. our time. They're going to live stream the announcement at Pinewood Studios with the entire cast of the next Bond movie.
I am setting my alarm for 2:58.
As to what the title's going to be.
That's absurd.
You want to find out what the title of the next James Bond movie is going to
be? Not that bad.
3 o'clock in the morning. Just go on the website.
Will it still be available later in the day?
Probably not. It's a secret thing. They're secret agents. It'll probably self-destruct they talk about it. You know, Christoph
and the cast as well, I think they're unveiling that morning.
Yeah, well, we've already sort of known the cast, but it's going to be all the people who are returning, as well as Christoph Waltz, who I believe they will announce on Thursday is playing Ernst Stavros Blofeld.
Is that
Blofeld!
A bad guy?
Oh, sweet Jesus. Oh, my Lord in heaven.
It's a good
He's
guy?
He's one of the great villains in 007 history,
one
Kevin.
One of the great movies in screen history. Blofeld.
Okay, you can yell it at me, but all right.
Blofeld.
Right. Right.
So, Mr. Bond, we meet again.
Open up a blog.
Blofeld was in Diamonds Are Forever. You Only Live Twice.
Didn't see a lot of
Never See Never Again.
Older movies. I know, my bad.
On Her Majesty's Secret Service, most famously, killed James Bond's wife. How do you like him now?
Pretty good.
Hey, spoiler alert.
Sorry. You know who wants to be a James Bond villain?
Who?
Stephen Hawking.
What?
That's right. You know, there's a movie about his life in theaters right now. He would like to be in the movies. My ideal role would be a baddie in a James Bond film, he told The Telegraph UK.
Did he use the word baddie?
Yep. I think the wheelchair and computer voice would fit the part. He's got a point.
He does have a point.
It's kind of spooky. He is robot-like.
It's kind of spooky.
Hmm.
In an interview with Wired magazine, Hawking spoke about how his real voice became so slurred that it became difficult to understand. That's why he took the route of having a computer take over his speech duties.
I need to do that.
He said, I've kept that voice with the American accent, with the early speech synthesizer, because now it's my trademark, he says. Well, he's got his whole career mapped out. He's got a trademark. He's going to be a Bond villain.
Seriously.
He's moving on up.
What?
You know, I have... What?
That's interesting that was part of that article, because I have wondered why he has had such an old-school voice for so long, because they've come a long way with voice synthesis. Yes, I mean, you can now sound pretty close to a regular speaking person.
Yep. But his voice, I guess it would be like you suddenly change your voice to having a higher pitch or a weird accent or something.
Right, it's just it's how we know him, right.
It's just different. That's how people recognize your voice. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Lucy Liu, she's 46 years old today. Nate Mendel, bassist for Foo Fighters, 46 years old. Nelly Furtado, 36 years old. Britney Spears is 33. And Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers celebrates his 31st birthday today.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, he's making it tough on pretty much everybody else.
Pretty much everybody else in the league, yeah.
Did Siciliano say the other day that he hasn't thrown an interception in over 12 months?
At home.
Oh, is it at home?
I think it's just at Lambeau. I think at Lambeau he's got like 30-some-odd touchdowns and zero interceptions.
He did say if your team has to go through Lambeau, you will not get out
alive. You can't win, yeah. The combination of the conditions and that crowd noise and that hallowed ground, plus the way that team is playing, I don't see anybody beating them. Especially, it was pretty evident this weekend as you watched them pretty much handle the New England Patriots,
yeah,
who are no slouches. And not to mention what they did to the best football team in the league, the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm sorry, Philadelphia Eagles are the best team in the league?
Well, it's widely considered that's the case.
I realize that.
That's true.
It's weird they couldn't beat the Seahawks, though. I mean, I was noticing that.
Well, they're playing them this weekend.
No, I mean the Packers.
Oh,
Packers
oh,
lost
oh,
to Seattle this year. Yeah.
Oh.
Would have been a better burn if we had understood it.
It's true.
Got
to
be honest.
Well, we were talking about the Packers.
I know,
we were talking about the Eagles before you went to the Packers, and then you went back to the Seahawks. I have to go diagram that sentence. I'll be right back. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
About 8 o'clock and about 9 o'clock this morning. Both hours coming up on the Kevin Bean Show. We've got your tickets for the sold-out 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, Saturday and Sunday, December 13th and 14th at the Forum. You can go to krock.com for more information on that. And while you're there, be sure to vote for this year's Miss Double December 2. We'll meet two more of those ladies on the program here today as well.
Have any of us seen Theory of Everything?
No.
I want to.
Yeah,
it looks so
too.
Good.
I have not either. Here's the trailer. It's about Stephen Hawking.
I'm a cosmologist.
What's that?
I study the marriage of space and time.
The perfect couple.
It's called motor neuron disease. Life expectancy is 2 years.
I want us to be together for as long as we've got.
It'll affect everything.
My name is Stephen Hawking. There should be no boundaries to human endeavor. However bad life may seem, while there is life, there is hope.
Famous physicist Stephen Hawking, played by Eddie Redmayne, and his wife Felicity Jones is the actress who plays her, and it just looks like a brilliant movie. I don't know why we haven't gone to see it yet, but it's a little embarrassing, but we do have Dr. Hawking on the phone joining us back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, assholes.
Whoa.
What?
It's a pretty busy time of year, Stephen.
I would hope, after all the time we've spent together, that you could manage to go see the movie about the story of my life.
Well, none of us are against going to see it. We all plan to. We just haven't made it out yet. Plus,
well,
you know, Hunger Games.
I plan to run a marathon someday. Probably won't do it. Get your ass to a movie theater and buy a ticket, douchebag.
I think that's fair. I can understand. Like, haven't you contributed enough to the world that we could give you a little something back?
That's right. I am a cosmologist.
You're a cosmologist?
Almost going to be a cosmetologist, which would be very different.
Very.
I'd be doing makeovers at the Mac counter at Nordstrom.
Yeah, I think you chose well. So, you got a little taste of Hollywood now that they've made this film about your life? Is it something you'd like to be more involved in?
I am so happy with the way the Theory of Everything turned out. We could not be more pleased with the film. And now I have decided I, too, would like to be in movies.
Well, that's funny. Ralph, our showbiz guy, was just mentioning that you want to be in a James Bond movie. Is that accurate?
Yes, I would love to be a villain in a James Bond movie. Or, better yet, I would like to play 007 himself.
I'm not sure that you could pull that off.
I like my wheelchair shaken, not stirred. I would like to meet Pussy Galore.
Right, sure.
That's more of an action role. I think it involves a lot of, shooting and driving boats and jumping out of buildings and all sorts of stuff. Yeah, running stuff that you can't really probably do from the wheelchair.
Well, couldn't Q put a rocket pack on the back of my chair?
Well, Q can do anything, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And maybe his gadgets could give me an advantage over the bad guys. With the ladies. Wink, wink.
Stephen Hawking does have game, by the way. Let's remember that he left his wife for his nurse. I mean, he definitely has got it going on.
I'd also like to be in the new Star Wars films.
Really?
As the new villain.
As the new villain. Okay. So who would you play?
I don't know. Darth Wheels.
Darth Wheels.
You'd be a pretty good droid, I bet. You could be there with, like, R2-D2.
You son of a bitch.
I'm pretty sure that they've already pretty much cast all the roles and maybe even shot most of it.
Luke, I am your father.
Yeah, that was Darth Vader. That's...
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Pretty dramatic stuff.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's something else out there that makes a lot of sense for you to play a role.
I could play Batman.
Well, again, Batman does a lot of moving. He runs, he jumps, he fights.
I am Batman.
You are bringing it to life, Doctor.
Where is my girlfriend that you kidnapped, the Joker?
I might go see that.
I would go see that, definitely.
And this would be my Bruce Wayne voice. But that's me as Batman.
Right, but see, to us, that sounds the same, Stephen.
I could play Superman.
Again,
I am Superman.
He could fly. I mean, he doesn't even just run and fight. He could actually fly.
Got anybody who rolls?
Well, if they make another Larry Flint movie, you're in.
You son of a bitch.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:21. Drum roll, because
Kevin has a big announcement for us, ladies and gentlemen.
Two Foo Fighters shows have just been added.
Yeah! Wow!
Foo Fighters are playing in September, as you know, September 19th at the Honda Center and September 22nd at the Forum. The pre-sale for K-Rock starts at 10 a.m.
Are we supposed to give the password? Because that's not...
I don't think we give the password. I think that's street team members. I think you get that when you sign up at krock.com. Yeah. So 10 o'clock this morning, tickets on sale for those two shows.
September 19th, Honda Center, September 22nd at the Forum.
That's awesome.
I'm glad we're talking about next September. I'm glad that's happening.
Look,
right
those
now.
Tickets are going to go.
I know they are.
One of the best live bands ever.
Look, if you like Foo Fighters today, you're going to like them in 10 months. All right, welcome into the Kevin and Bean Show here for a Tuesday morning. I saw something the other day, guys. I was at the supermarket on the island buying chocolate milk, strangely.
Sure.
And I saw something, and it occurred to me, I don't know that we've ever discussed this on the radio, and I have so many questions. There was a young man in the checkout line next to mine who had the largest dreadlocks I've ever seen in my life. I mean, take Sideshow Bob and put him in the microwave times 100. They almost hit the ceiling. They were to the sky. He was walking around like he had a turban on. He had so much dreadlocks. And I thought, and I hate to, I'm not trying to do a comedy bit here, but what's the deal with dreadlocks?
What's like, up with that?
How is that? I'm serious.
I don't know.
Of all the things one can do with one's hair, and look, I'm no model. I've got, my hair is awful, like lots of people. How do you ever settle on the look I'm going for is dreadlocks?
I saw, what's your defender? Sherman? Richard Sherman?
Richard Sherman for the Seahawks, yeah.
He's got dreadlocks, right?
Yes.
And I thought, when I was watching on Sunday, I thought, what a horrific way to... He has to put a helmet on.
Mm-hmm.
And
doesn't that kind of hair like capture all of the sweat for like the last 3 years?
I wouldn't think that it would be comfortable or in many cases hygienic. But I'm not even talking about the kind of dreadlocks that Richard Sherman has, because those are obviously groomed. It's obvious that he's done something with those to make those hang like that. I'm talking about the people who have the hair that looks like they've been sleeping in a ditch and it's just a giant cotton ball on the top of their head. It's matted hair like you would see on a homeless guy. Except this guy who was at the supermarket, for instance, he was clearly not homeless. I mean, he was, you know, very bright and attentive, and he was otherwise clean and articulate and having a conversation with the checker. I mean, it was a choice. It wasn't because he had no place to shower. I mean, it was a choice to have his hair look like that.
Do you think he, in fact, showered?
I do. I absolutely do. Yeah. Now, I don't know what's going on with the hair. I don't know if that's the type of thing where it's just a hands-off deal and that's how you get that meshed look. And I also don't know because I was asking around and I guess there are some people who have a religious reason to have dreadlocks and I don't know anything about that either. So I think it's time for a primer on for dreadlocks for me because I clearly don't have any idea what's going on with it.
Are you considering it?
I'm not considering it.
I would pay you $1,000 if you would get dreadlocks.
But let me ask you this, though, Lisa, because lots of people, and I'm asking you as a woman, would you ever consider dating a guy who had that big matted hair on the top of his head?
Cool dreadlocks, yes.
Okay, so
but
tight.
The way you're describing
tight
it.
Tight and taken care of, okay.
Yeah.
Wild, like Bean's talking about, not so much.
Not so much.
But he... Bean said his impression was that the guy showered and was cleanly and
right. Can you wash those?
I don't have an answer.
See,
to
I don't
that.
Know anything.
I don't
about
even know
them.
If you can wash dreads.
I don't know. I think you can.
I think dirt is part of what holds the dreadlocks in. Now that might be stupid. It's just
well,
a theory.
I'd like to hear from people who have thoughts or opinions or firsthand knowledge in particular, or you have dreadlocks. I'd like to hear what the story is with the mesh look, with the homeless look. I want to know if that's on purpose, if that's you've tried everything else and you've just given up, or if that's the look you're going for. And also, I mean, is there anybody who that's their thing? Like they're looking for somebody who's got that look. I can't imagine that's anyone's first choice for a hairstyle in a boyfriend or girlfriend.
So are we going dreads, both taken care of and not taken care of?
Yeah, I want to know everything we need to know.
Let's learn what we can at 1-800-520-1067 because I was just puzzled how that guy didn't walk right out of the supermarket and right into the barbershop. I was puzzled by that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to make it sound like kids in their damn long hair. That's not what I'm talking about. But we all know how to live in the world, right? And all look like we're at least trying to put ourselves together.
Yeah, I don't
right?
care so much about putting myself together. I cut my hair really short because I don't want to mess with it. And it seems like you have to work hard to have that look.
Yeah,
it does seem like it would be a pain in the butt, too. Let's talk to Adele. She's on line one. She's from Los Angeles. She's
Adele
actually...
Dazzy.
Nope, just Adele. Oh. She's actually... I think she works with hair, so maybe she can answer some of our basic questions here.
Adele.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, Adele. Thanks so much for listening and for calling. We appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, dreads, the tight ones, the good ones that they seem to take care of, can they wash them?
Absolutely.
You
yeah.
can.
Dreadlocks, locks are just an accumulation of shedded hair. As we know, most African Americans aren't able to obtain a certain amount of length because the tighter the curl pattern, the drier the hair tends to be.
Okay.
So when you go without combing the hair, you know, it's an accumulation of shedding, and you're able to achieve a lot of length in a shorter amount of time.
It's accumulation of shedding. That sounds terrible. I mean, isn't shedding
because we shed at least 80 to 100 strands of hair a day, whether we comb our hair or not.
Really?
You know what I mean? Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Help me out with the terminology, if you would, Adele. Are we making ourselves clear that we're talking about two different kinds of dreadlocks? One is the kind that, like, the guy from the Counting Crows has, or Richard Sherman of the Seahawks has, or Sideshow Bob has, which is, it obviously looks like it's been taken care of. The kind that I'm talking about is the cotton ball look, the big, giant, just massive hair that looks like you just slept in a ditch. What's that called?
Well, actually, people who wear the hair like that, they're usually Rastafarian. And it's a religious thing. They don't believe in combing or brushing the hair. They allow, and those locks, they're actually referred to as freeform.
Freeform. Okay. Okay. Now, do they wash freeform?
Right. So freeform locks, they do shampoo them. However, it is a lot more difficult. People who have, like, the nicer locks, they start their locks with, like, individual twists or braids. And so they maintain a much more uniform, consistent look. However, people with the much chunkier, like you said, cotton ball look, they kind of just allow the hair to do what it may. You know what I mean? They don't comb it. They just allow it to mat. And it's against the religion to most of Rastafari, they cover their hair. But those who don't, they just allow it to do.
Wait, what do you mean they cover their hair? They put on one of those...
Like a rapid.
Yeah, like a scarf. Like Bob Marley used to have that colorful hat that he used to wear over his dreads, right? Same
exactly.
sort of thing.
Exactly.
So, in other words, it's not that dissimilar from the Orthodox Jew who grows a beard, right? It's just hair is part of your deal.
Exactly.
What about the football players like that have to wear, you know, a helmet?
Yeah, I actually have a lot of clients that are athletes who box and who are football players. Now, men in general tend to not take care of their hair as much as us women do.
Agreed.
And so those that have locks, do they shampoo them as often as they should? Probably not, because they're men. However, they do get them shampooed.
But I'm saying these are athletes, so they're practicing pretty much every day.
Yeah, I mean, they do.
Yeah, you would think the shorter the hair, the easier your life if you're an athlete or involved in something that's sweaty. Yeah,
absolutely. And it can definitely hold a stench. I have a client who is a boxer, and he wears his hair in a ponytail until he comes to see me. And I take it out and I shampoo. And it can smell because the sweating is accumulated. And, yeah.
Boy, you're a brave person to choose that for a living, Adele.
You can definitely take care of locks. Are manageable. There's definitely a stereotype surrounding locks. People say, oh, it's unkept and it's dirty. However, the beauty about having your hair when it's locked is that you can shampoo it every day.
You can or can't?
You can.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
You can.
But what
can.
About the fact that...
It smells like donkey ass.
All right, I have one last question for you, Adele. You're so awesome to spend this time and share this information. We really do appreciate it. I am a grown-ass middle-aged man who once had pigtails. Is that a good look for me, do you think?
Yes!
I'm thinking about bringing the pigtails back.
If you rock it with confidence, you can do whatever you want.
No, he can't, Adele. No, he can't.
All right, Adele, thanks so much for the call, my dear. We really appreciate it.
I remember the day Bean wore the pigtails.
It was Weenie Roast. It was like 5 years ago.
I saw him from 300 yards away, and I was like, please, God, tell me that Bean has pigtails. Please tell me that's Bean. Please tell me that's Bean. Best day of my life.
I'm thinking about bringing it back.
Yes!
For next year, I'm actually thinking about it. All right, listen. I know it sounds like we got all of our questions answered with Adele, but look at all of these calls, including some actual Rastafarians that are on the line. They're going to tell us a little bit more about how this works. So you guys hang on. We'll talk to you next right after this in the world-famous K-Rock.
I think you ought to go dreads, dude.
I don't think I can.
You can't pull off anything.
Look, if you can pull off those glasses, you can.
How dare you, Lisa? Serious. You have cartoon glasses. You might as well have cartoon hair.
Yep.
Talking about what's up with the dreadlocks here this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. I know it seems like a stupid topic, but I saw a guy with it the other day, and I thought, A, what is that like to live with? B, how does it look so bad? And C, how will he ever get a girl to go out with him with hair like that? And it's in reverse, too. You see girls with dreadlocks, too, and I just can't understand that anyone finds it attractive. But let's find out from our listeners who know a lot more about it than I do. Let's start with Leslie. She's in Tarzana. She's on line 7. She'll get us going here.
Hi, Leslie.
Hey guys, hi Lisa May.
Hello.
So you've had,
thanks for holding. You've had dreads for 6 years?
I did.
And I
loved it. I saved money going to the barber shop to get my hair done, buying, you know, combs.
Needing birth control.
I had three little kids.
What's the deal? Like, why did you think it looked good?
You know, it was kind of a Rasta thing, the decision. I did it, and I had the free form, the same thing, all the way down my back.
You had the free form, not even the tight ones. Wow.
Leslie, you're a white chick from Tarzana. What part of you is Rasta?
Well, it's inside you, believe me, if you got it. But my friends would say it was dreadful.
Yeah, see?
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
What made you cut them off? It sounds like you don't have them anymore.
Hawaii, back in the day, before you could get a weed license, I had to go to court and fight for custody, so I didn't have a choice.
Oh, interesting. And that would have you, and you guessed probably correctly that a judge would look at you poorly.
Yeah, and I think that's what Brittany's move was. Shaving the head thing.
Yeah.
Interesting. So yeah. So do you think it's unfair, the assumptions that people make about somebody that they see with dreadlocks?
Well, yeah, you definitely get people that, like, cross the street, but, I mean, it's...
Cross the street? What, they're afraid of you?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, just because you're so different and unusual, and they don't know what to think.
Huh.
I washed it every day, every day.
You washed every day? Huh.
But it still looked terrible, right?
It was matted in free form, but I didn't think it looked terrible. I would put it up in pigtails, all kinds of things.
All right.
All right, Leslie. Appreciate you listening. Thanks so much for calling. Let's squeeze in Barbara real quick. She dated a guy who had dreads. Let's find out what that was like, if that was her first choice.
Hey, Barbara.
Hi. Yeah, no, he was a white dude, really good-looking guy, but mm-hmm. he didn't have Freeform. I wouldn't go near that.
You wouldn't go near Freeform, but you went with the tight dreads?
Yeah, he actually had to have his hair chemically treated to make it kind of stick, so to speak.
With mud and rubber and glue?
He had to go to, like, a salon, and the woman who did it, like, put some sort of chemical in his hair to make it kind of stick to itself and twist it.
Okay, now... Gross.
Yeah, that seems icky.
And
wait, Barbara, answer the question.
If it's
icky?
Sticky, like dust is going to stick to like everything. Well, pet icky, hair.
Icky or no? Our no, new game, okay. Icky or no?
It was regular hair, but it was matted, but he didn't wash it every day. According to his person who did his hair, he wasn't allowed to because it's like a mop. It takes in so much water that it doesn't dry fast enough.
Sounds attractive.
And then it molds?
It does.
No. Listen. I'm not kidding.
We know you're not kidding. That's why we're fascinated by your choices.
But here's the thing. Like, it takes too long to dry, so he couldn't wash it every day. And then when he did, oh, my God, it was like washing a mop. Like the water that came out.
Barbara, let me ask you this question because we're very short on time here. You said this was a good-looking guy. Wouldn't he have been even better looking if he had a more conventional hairstyle?
Honestly, I saw pictures of him like prior to having the dreads, and the dreads really, really worked for him. And here's the other thing. He had like fake colored hair woven into it, so he had like blue dreads, green dreads, purple dreads, orange dreads, like all kinds of different colors in there.
This is why girls are the best, because Barbara was willing to overlook that and go, that is awesome, you do you.
Boy, was he trying hard to have everyone
yes,
look at
was.
Him, wasn't he?
You know, when we would go to Venice Beach, he would constantly have people coming up, can I take pictures of your hair? Can I take pictures of your hair? All the time.
That is crazy. Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate the call. Let's give our man, Anel Rivers, on line four the last word here. He's one of our longest and dearest friends, and he's had dreads as long as we've known him. Hi, Anel.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hi, Anel.
You tell us. What about this choice you're making on the top of your head, son?
Well, you know, first of all, Adele, everything she nailed was pretty much right on.
Okay, you know, she was the hairdresser we talked in the last break, right?
Yeah, and I need to get her number because I got my 20-year reunion coming up Saturday, and
yeah.
I'm on Chewbacca status right now. You know, I need to.
But Adele, answer this question: does it
smells like donkey ass?
No, well, you know what, you guys. Every time I come into the studio, I always make a point of feeling up Lisa.
That's true.
That is true. Lisa, you now, need to come in here more.
Right. Do I ever smell like anything other than weed and cocoa butter?
No.
Okay.
Of course, the weed can hide a lot.
Yeah, well.
Thank you.
But Adele, you're not a Rasta. Why are you wearing your hair like that? Because you're another guy that I would say, you know, just like the last caller's boyfriend, you're a really good-looking guy who I think detracts from his appearance because of your choice of hairstyles.
Well, when I was in shape, I could lie to girls and tell them I was a former NFL defensive back.
Ah!
Now that I've gotten fat...
yeah, now what's your line?
Yeah, now you know, now I just don't like haircuts, honestly. I never have, you know, from you know, childhood.
Well, nobody enjoys getting haircuts, but when you get out of the shower and run the towel through it for 10 seconds, you win.
Nah, you guys do not understand. You guys never had to battle the nap. Y'all know nothing about the nap. Nappy hair?
Yeah.
My hair, man, when you cut my hair, man, it hurts. It's painful.
Not only do we not understand it, we're not going to comment on it.
Yeah, I am a nappy-headed hoe.
Well, you said it. I'm glad we did. All right, now we got to go, man, but thanks for checking in.
Take it easy, y'all.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
Night number two of the sold-out 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Show is going to be on Sunday, December 14th at the Forum. It features Alt-J and Imagine Dragons and Vance Joy and Modest Mouse, Interpol, Smashing Pumpkins, Tears for Fears, Weezer, and as far as you know, you too. If you want to go to that show, we're taking your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. We'll give you a chance to earn your way in. What? What are you guys laughing at?
I don't like your behavior. Nothing. That's all I'm saying.
Get a chance to earn your way in, play a game, win your tickets. Call now 1-800-520-1067. We'll do that right after the top of the hour. And then our first Miss Double D contestant of the day is here as well. We're going to meet the beautiful Ashley next half hour as well.
Time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
As far as you know, you two. Simply because Bono had a little scrape, a little accident.
He's broke his face, Ralph.
He got a little knee raspberry. He's going to rub some dirt on it. He's going to be fine, I'm sure.
Well, I hope so, obviously. That's all of our wishes.
Well, I hope so, too.
However, it was World AIDS Day yesterday for those freaks who like to celebrate AIDS.
No, I don't
hate
think
those
that's...
assholes are out there. Yay!
Celebrate
World AIDS Day. Let's have a party, a good time. People are getting very sick and dying from this disease, you
Ralph,
bastards.
They're raising awareness. That's all...
What?
They're raising
that's
awareness.
What AIDS Day is about. It's to raise awareness and money and contributions for the cause to fight AIDS. That's what the whole thing in Times Square was yesterday, was to get people to donate money so they can buy pills to keep people well.
What?
Damn.
Yeah, they did have a big event
in
New York Times Square. U2 was supposed to be playing at the concert, but Bono's a little banged up in a bicycle accident. I'm sure it's nothing. So some other people stepped in to sing lead with the band. Had a little gentleman named Chris Martin of Coldplay.
Yay!
See how he fared in front of the boys.
Good choice.
Congratulations, Chris. You passed the audition.
Wow.
You are the new lead singer of U2. Well done, Chris Martin.
That was amazing.
How nice for him. He can cast off those losers from Coldplay. And now he's the front man for a real band.
I think that would be fun to take over for another huge band like that.
I do, too. And I think they sounded great.
They did.
So, Chris, an open invitation to you. If there's any upcoming U2 events that U2 is supposed to play, but they're in danger of perhaps not performing at due to illness of their lead singer, we would like you to feel free to step in.
It's a pretty good choice. You know what it reminds me of so much, Kevin, is your friend Chester Bennington singing for STP.
Yeah.
Exactly what you're talking about, is you become the new lead singer of that band for a while.
And some other people also tried to sing lead for U2.
Uh-oh. What do you say, try?
Some lesser degrees of success. Now, look, we all know Bruce Springsteen. He's the boss.
Right, everybody respects him.
He's the boss.
He is the boss.
But he may not be the boss of U2 Inc.
Really?
Yeah. He didn't fare as well as Chris, I think.
Look, I love Bruce Springsteen as much as you do, Ralph. A lifelong fan. It was not a good fit.
It was not a good fit.
He sounded like he was shouting the whole song.
Yes, he sounded confused and wasn't quite sure where the downbeats were, and it was a little just a little hair off.
It kind of looked like, and I watched the thing, that they grabbed like any 65-year-old man out of the crowd and had him sing it.
Yeah, it was like you're at somebody's wedding, and somebody's uncle got up in front of the band. So, to lesser degree. But still, a very cool event. And while we're talking about music and this Red campaign, this amazing charity this was all part of, another band has gotten together to do something for the Red campaign charity. The Killers have gotten together. Every year since 2006, the Killers write and record a special Christmas song to support the charity, the Red campaign. Beam was very upset yesterday morning when it wasn't there when he woke up.
Very upset. I sure was. I look forward to it so much every December 1st.
So it did show up later in the day with a very special guest star on the song.
Yeah, this isn't right.
A little fella named Jimmy Kimmel.
Come on.
Was singing with the Killers.
Is that okay?
For their new smash hit Christmas classic, Joel the Lump of Coal. All right.
Are they out,
Just
Bean?
Stop it. Just stop it.
That sounds like it's got a lot of Kimmel on it.
Joel the Lump of Coal, and you got Jimmy Kimmel singing lead. You're done with your little December songs.
How many have they done?
The Killers?
I think this is the ninth year in a row they've put out a new song on December 1st, so maybe they're out.
You do reach a limit.
Here's their new Christmas song with featuring the Killers and Jimmy Kimmel, Joel the Lump of Coal.
Joel the Lump of Coal. Why I got sent to you. It's when a person hurts inside, it turns him hard and cruel. But I know how to make your pain into a precious jewel. So take me in your hand, young man, and squeeze with all your might. Let's turn your pain and anger into something that shines bright. When Joe, the lump of coal, he gave his life away. Oh, one good naughty little boy held a diamond on Christmas Day.
It's a disturbing lack of Jimmy Kimmel there.
I would have sure liked to hear some Jimmy Kimmel in that song.
He plays the voice of Santa Claus calling out to the lump of coal on the song.
Maybe would we'll have liked to have heard later. That part of
and
that.
And another part of the song that we didn't have
that we
to
didn't
play
hear,
for.
Right. We didn't have any of the Jimmy Kimmel part that I touted so prominently in my story.
That was in the setup, certainly.
Sure
nice
was.
Job, dumbass.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jim.
We did reach out to songwriter, singer-songwriter of the Killers, Jimmy Kimmel, to see if he'll join us this week to explain this collaboration to us. We'll see what he says.
I would have liked to have heard some of Jimmy.
Yeah, it would have been a cool thing once you did the story to follow it up with Jimmy singing with the Killers.
Do I have to double check everyone's work now?
Yes.
Is that how we're shaking
it
down?
I believe we are down to that.
Okay. All right.
I have the clip, Ralph. I just got a copy of the clip if you want to hear. It's Jimmy from the Killers.
Excellent.
What? Why are you laughing?
Thought you'd be I'm very happy.
Can't wait. Happy. Let's hear it.
Shut up when I'm talking to you! Shut up!
Wow, it's a little different for the rest of the song, but there it is.
Just saying.
I'd like to be able to, voice.
To ask someone to do a little work for you and just assume it gets done. Be nice. Be nice if you have that kind of confidence in your team.
Well, you need to lose that confidence, Ralph. How long are you going to remain confident that we can do anything?
Here's someone who's confident in his competent team. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, as we celebrate these celebrity birthdays today, 31 years old today. He doesn't have to double-check the work of his teammates. They go out there and do their jobs.
Pretty reliable.
Pretty reliable. Britney Spears is 33 years old. Still no idea why that's a clip. Nelly Furtado, 36 years old. Nate Mendel of Foo Fighters is 46. Lucy Liu also celebrates her 46th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Just wanted to mention quickly again, two Foo Fighter shows just added. September 19th at the Honda Center, September 22nd at the Forum. K-Rock pre-sale starts at 10 a.m. this morning.
You can't do better than seeing Foo Fighters, by the way. You just can't. You can't have a better time than going to see that show. So buy your tickets at 10 o'clock this morning, and please enjoy. All right, Ralph, we want to give away some tickets to night number two here of the sold-out 25th annual K-Rock Almost Christmas. But I think Kevin and I were both confused in the meeting as to what the game is. So
no, we're not confused. I just want Ralph to explain it because it's Ralph's idea.
Give me an example. Name one of the bands playing that night.
Weezer.
Okay, a different one.
Vance Joy.
A different one than that.
Interpol.
Oh, help me out here.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Help me out a little bit.
Modest
Mouse.
Oh,
there we go. Modest Mouse. There's Modest a band that's playing for night two.
Right. Okay, so we're going to build a game around that.
Around Modest Mouse. Well, not Modest Mouse exactly.
Right.
But Modest Mouse certainly is a famous mouse. Don't you believe so?
Yes.
A famous mouse.
So we're doing famous mouses?
Or mice.
Or mice.
You want to use English?
So we're doing famous mice?
Yeah, but that's kind of boring to say it's a game of famous mice. So, well, how about a slice of nice mice? A slice of nice mice.
Hey, you, here we go. You want to go to our Christmas show? All you have to do is know famous mice. Oh, a slice of nice mice. That's the game we'll play. A slice of nice mice. All you have to do is guess a mouse today. A slice of nice mice.
Five two zero 1067. Ralph, you're going to be asking questions, all of the answers of which will be a famous mouse. If you get it right, you go into the drawing to win the tickets for night two. Do I have that right?
Yes, and each and every one of these questions also has an audio clue that comes along with it. So do not answer until you hear your audio clue. It will make all the difference. I promise you.
You also get Bud Light backstage passes as well. All right, we ready?
Okay.
Ready.
Let's do
Nice mice.
Joey in Norwalk, hi.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Joey, you ready for your slice of nice mice?
Yes, sir.
All right. This mouse is known for a restaurant chain founded in 1977, which combines food, animated entertainment, and an indoor arcade in a place where...
Where a kid can be a kid.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese is right.
Nicely done.
All right.
Thanks
all right.
for playing Famous Mice.
No, Slice of Nice Mice.
Am I an idiot? I never realized that Chuck E. Cheese was a mouse.
You just don't go there.
I've never been. I've never been.
But if you cruise by the front of it, a giant mouse face is on the front.
I just
front
assumed
of the
he was a giant piece of cheese. I never really thought about it.
What?
That
what?
Makes more sense that he's a mouse, I guess. All right, who's our next contestant here?
Nope. You thought the mascot for the restaurant chain was a giant piece of talking cheese.
I did, yes. Well, again, having never paid attention to the commercials, having never been to a Chuck E. Cheese.
But you live in the world, though, right?
I do live in the world. It never occurred to me that it was a mouse.
I thought the Beatles were actually four bugs that played guitar.
You thought it was a hunk of cheese.
I'm just saying this show is entertaining and educational. All right.
I couldn't have been more wrong in every single
right.
way.
Okay.
Thank you.
Up next is Tony and Corona. Hi, Tony.
I got
slice of cheese. Shut up, Tony.
All right, Tony. Here's your slice of nice mice. This mouse is one of the stars of a fictional animated television series featured inside an animated television series. Here's part of the fictional animated show's theme song. Do you know the fictional mouse I'm talking about?
Simpsons. Itchy and Scratchy?
That's the show. Do you know which one is the mouse of Itchy and Scratchy?
Oh, my God.
And which one's the piece of cheese?
I thought it was a piece of cheese.
Itchy and or Scratchy. You need to choose here, dude.
Need to pick. One of them is a mouse. One of them is a cat. We need just the mouse. I know it's hard, but you have to pick one of them.
If I had to say Itchy?
You'd be right.
You'd be correct.
Said Itchy. Yeah.
Nicely done.
This is fun. Everybody's having a good time.
All right. Two for two. Who's up next in our slice of nice mice?
Taylor in Sherman Oaks.
Taylor.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Taylor. Morning. This mouse officially debuted in the 1928 short film Steamboat Willie, one of the very first sound cartoons. Here he is.
Hi, everybody. Wow, it sure is great to see ya. Because today, I want to show you something brand new at the clubhouse. Yeah. I think you're really going to like it.
I think you're really going to like it, too.
Taylor.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse is correct. Indeed. Look at that.
Three for three.
Nicely done. Doesn't mean it has a good theme song.
A slice of nice mice.
Alan Riverside.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Al. This mouse was originally conceived as a parody of Superman and first appeared in the cartoons in 1942. Here's his theme song.
Mr. Trouble never hangs around when he hears this mighty sound. Here I come to save the day.
I've heard Ralph sing that 10 times. Here I come to save the day. Al, who is it?
That would be Mighty Mouse.
Mighty Mouse is correct.
That Mighty Mouse is on his way.
A slice of this mice.
I hate to be a party pooper here, but we only have time for one more.
Oh, come on!
I'm sorry.
One more.
We're having so much fun!
I know, but look at the clock.
It's a slice of nice mice!
I understand, but Miss Double.
A slice of nice mice.
Another contestant's ready to come in here.
Oh. Alan in Valencia, hi.
Hi.
Hey, Alan. This mouse sang this song in a 1986 movie entitled American Tail.
Beneath the pale moonlight, someone's thinking of me.
That is an amazing singing piece of cheese. Alan.
And that is Fievel.
Fievel. That's correct.
Bonus nice. Points if you know his last name.
Get bonus points. We don't have bonus points.
We have bonus points. It's my game. It's a slice of nice mice. You know Fievel's last name?
No.
No, no one does.
God. Everyone does. Mouskowitz. His last name is Mouskowitz.
A slice of nice mice.
All right, all five people are in the drawing. Yeah. This is very exciting.
It is very exciting. Joey, Tony, Taylor, Al, Alan, hang on. Only one will win his way in, plus backstage passes from Bud Light for the night number two of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
The winner is Tony.
Tony!
Yeah.
Tony!
Oh, I'm so
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Cheesehead.
A slice of nice mice.
Yep, that's the game we play today.
Friday morning. I hope you'll join us. We'll be on location. You can find that music anytime you want. We'll be on location in Fullerton at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen as we prepare to crown Miss Double December 2015. It's time to meet yet another contestant.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Big ones, right?
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
My nipples are so hard.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Ashton is Miss Double December 2015. Congratulations.
We don't have a winner yet.
It's not over
yet.
For this year. Come
we
on.
Don't
look at
have
Ashley.
A winner yet.
Look at Ashley.
Hi,
use
Ashley.
Your eyes,
good
man.
Morning.
Look at Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
How you
doing?
Came in even though she's sick.
I'm doing awesome.
How'd you get sick? What happened? What were you up to?
I went to the dirt bike races at Glen Helen this weekend. Mm-hmm. Camping, beer, rain. Gets a little under the weather.
Mm. I hear that you are very, very big into the dirt bikes.
Very big into the dirt bikes.
What kind do you, what size do you ride?
I ride a KTM 350.
Oh, that means a lot to me.
It's just a big bike.
It's pretty big.
That's unusual. We don't meet a lot of girls who are super into that sport. Have you been doing it since you were a little kid, or is it something you came to later?
Just about 5 years now, so not too long.
We got a winner!
We do have a winner. Lightning, I know you're very excited. Lightning. Tell us a little bit about yourself, please. What's your deal?
I'm a cake decorator, dirt bike rider. Love to camp, love to have fun.
You don't hear cake decorator and dirt biking back-to-back
not
very
really. Often. Little bit of a pastry chef. Just like to enjoy life and have as much fun as I can.
You work at the slide bar?
I do work at the slide bar.
Can you get Friday morning off?
I have it off.
Because I don't want to call your name and have you out serving drinks.
I don't know. It might work for me.
That's true. Ashley, how long have you been working there?
Almost a year now.
Oh, okay. So you haven't ever been there for a Miss Double December pageant.
And
you have no idea how crazy it is.
I have no idea. I'm just throwing myself in here.
Love well, it. This would be a great time to remind everybody who's planning on coming on down, you got to get there early because the place fills up super fast. We do ask that you bring a new unwrapped toy. The U.S. Marines are going to be down there collecting toys for Toys for Tots. We'd love to participate with them every year down in Orange County.
We call it Toys for Tatas.
Toys for Tatas.
See what we did?
It is first come, first serve, and it is 21 and up. Kevin, what's going on with Ashley's questionnaire on the website?
Well, she says, I'm not your typical girl. She loves outdoor fun, which we just found out with the motorcycles. If you got have one superpower, what would it be and why? I'd love to do everything and be everywhere. She wants teleportation. So that
teleportation is awesome.
So nothing happens that she can't be at.
Pretty sweet.
That's a pretty good answer. If selected as a finalist, you will be asked to perform at a talent show. What's your talent? And I see here that you decorate cupcakes with your boobies.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Teddy sprinkles.
Like, how does that even work?
Well, you got to watch it. It's going to be awesome.
She is going to do it in the other room, and we put up the video a little bit later on today.
Yep.
But what was the first time you did it? Were you drunk? Because there had to be that first time where you went, you know what? I think I could do this.
Actually, a few vodka martinis.
There you go. All right. Makes sense.
That is, I got to say, we've been doing the pageant for a long time. We've seen a lot of talents come through here. No one has ever decorated a cake with their boobs, that's for sure.
Well, you can't go wrong with whipped cream and boobs.
No, you can't.
That's hard to argue with. I think I'm down with that. You also say, and this worries me a little bit, I smile constantly even when I'm mad.
I'm always smiling.
Right, but you could be mad and we wouldn't know it.
I know.
She said with a smile.
I'm frightened now, actually.
I'm a scared.
Why do you want to be Miss Double December?
I love K-Rock. I love going to concerts.
We got those.
I love music. I love to socialize, have some fun.
Are you single by any chance, by the way?
I am totally single.
Because we have Kevin Bean singles parties, and I'm thinking we're going to have a lot of them next year.
We should.
One a week.
Exactly. Whatever it takes. All right. So we're going to film some video for you to put up at KRock.com. We urge your fans, Ashley fans, to vote for her. She is contestant number 5 at KRock.com or KevinBean.com. You've been spreading the word, getting it out there so people can go to the site and vote for you as well, Ashley?
Of course.
And then, of course, so we'll look for your fans to come on down and support you live on stage Friday at the Slide Bar in Fullerton, where you work anyway. So it's very convenient for you. We're very excited
sort
to see you.
Sort of a home court advantage for her.
Yeah, I think so. You're going to have a lot of people cheering for you, Ashley. Well, I'm so glad you think you'll be feeling better by Friday. You on the mend here?
I am hoping so. I'm taking all my vitamins.
Fantastic.
Well, the good thing is you do have to be in a bikini, and it's going to be 50.
So that'll you pneumonia.
Perfect for getting over a cold.
That'll tequila help. Helps everything.
That's my
nice
motto.
To meet you. We'll see you Friday, Ashley. Thank you.
Thank you.
I got a question for you guys that I like to ask from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with Florida?
You goddamn people in Florida! You bunch of bastards!
Florida, Florida, Florida.
What's up with Florida?
You always have the craziest news. What's up with you?
Florida, Florida, Florida.
What's up with Florida?
Let's all find out what happened now in Florida.
As you know, Florida is not only America's Wang, it is also the newsmaker of the craziest news day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out. And it doesn't stop as we get toward the holidays. This story comes out of Port St. Lucie to get us started. A Florida man stole a chainsaw by sticking it down his pants. Surveillance video from Treasure Coast Lawn Equipment in Port St. Lucie shows the man putting the tool worth more than $600 down his pants. He went into the store asking for, hey, can you break a dollar for me for some change? And then he walked around the store and grabbed a chainsaw, put it in his pants, and then ran out. Well, he couldn't run very far or very fast with the employees from the store in fast pursuit, so he threw it into the woods and ran away, got away, but then came back later to try to retrieve the chainsaw. That's when employees saw him, called 911, and had the police come and arrest him.
Wow.
So he stole the chainsaw, got away with it, then dropped the chainsaw, then came back, then he got arrested. He claimed, by the way, that he had change of heart, and he was going to find the tool in the woods and return it to the store.
Oh, yeah.
That was his story.
Yep.
He was held on grand theft and burglary charges. Bond was set at $28,000, so he's not going anywhere. By the way, I would have some concerns about sticking a chainsaw down my pants.
Yeah,
how about
no
you
kidding.
Guys?
You really want to walk that.
You want that chainsaw bad.
Yeah.
You really do. Here's a story. Muggs, you'll like this. It happened at a Taco Bell, your favorite place in the whole wide world, in New Smyrna Beach, Florida. How many times, Kevin, do we do stories on this show that are caused by the fact that a drive-thru window will not serve somebody who's not in a car?
Yeah, it's about 25%.
Yeah.
This
and yet
is another
they have
one.
Signs everywhere that say they won't.
And I don't understand. I really, one day I'd like to get to the bottom of that. Why can't you serve somebody, like in the case of Gabriel Harris, 33 years old, who was arrested after he got into a fight in a Taco Bell drive-thru because they would not serve him because he was on a bicycle? He and a female friend went to the fast food restaurant drive-thru lane on bicycles and refused to leave until they were served. Employees called 911. Officers arrived at the Taco Bell. The man was still on his bicycle near the menu speaker, somehow got into an altercation and produced a red Swiss Army knife.
Wow.
The police ended up wrestling him to the ground, and he was booked with resisting arrest with violence. If they just would have given the guy his double-decker tacos, he would have been on his way on the bike.
Yeah, I'm not sure that would have solved his issue.
Well, he may have had some other things going on. We didn't get a chance to do it this year, but usually the weekend after the long Thanksgiving holiday, we talk about your worst Thanksgiving experience. Here's a guy in Portage, Florida, who may have had one, or maybe his family members would have called. He ended up urinating on the living room floor during the Thanksgiving gathering at his girlfriend's family.
Girlfriend's family.
Yes. I'm not sure that's making a good impression with the fam. He continued to make a disturbance outside the house when he was arrested. Willie Norfolk, 41 years old of St. Petersburg, was discovered Thursday at 12:15 a.m. lying down on the 2300 block of Neptune Street. He was drunk, had the smell of alcohol. He began shouting and told the officer he was kicked out of the nearby home of his girlfriend. According to police, the brother-in-law said that he was escorted out of the home after urinating on the living room floor. The brother-in-law gave the man $40 for a hotel room and kicked him out of the house. That's when he collapsed onto the sidewalk.
By the way, gave him $40.
Pretty nice, right?
Pretty nice. You just peed on the floor. I'm not giving that guy money.
Here's a rare What's Up with Florida story that involves a sort of celebrity. Did you hear about this? The Jaguars quarterback, the NFL Jaguars quarterback named Dwayne Gratz was arrested. He was just drunk out of his mind. He's in a Miami Beach store in the middle of the night, and he's super drunk. So he wants to buy some stuff, but he doesn't have any cash. So he tried to make his purchases with bubble gum.
What? Trade?
Yes, he wanted to trade. Two Miami Beach police officers arrived, noticed that he had bloodshot eyes, smelled of alcohol. They told him to leave the store several times, but he told the police, I am not leaving. He was arrested at 5:53 a.m. and charged with disorderly intoxication and trespassing after a warning, both misdemeanors, because he wouldn't leave. He wanted to buy more booze, by the way, before 6 a.m. and wanted to trade bubblegum for it and didn't understand why they wouldn't take it.
Take my bubblegum.
I didn't hear what happened. This happened about 10 days ago. I didn't hear if he was, if he was still able to play. At the time this article was published, they said they were still investigating the incident and they were going to handle it internally. But I don't know whether there was any consequence as a result of that arrest. But, I mean, I guess of all the things that the NFL players get arrested for, you know, just trying to buy some booze with bubblegum is not the worst thing that could ever happen.
No kidding.
And finally, this is a great story. It would have been a great story even if it weren't for the name of the man involved. Kevin, I'm going to need your help on this because I'm not worldly. His first name is spelled P-H-U-C. How would you pronounce that name?
P-H-U-C. P-Huck.
I doubt very seriously it's P-Huck.
Fook. Best case scenario?
Let's say maybe his name is Fook. All right. Now, his last name is spelled K-I-E-U. How would you spell K-I-E-U?
How would you say it? I would say it.
How would you say it? Yes.
Q.
Okay. So now we're dealing with Fook and you is the person that we're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, he was arrested, by the
way. That's his legal name?
That's his actual given birth name, yes. He's of Asian descent, and I'm sure that name doesn't mean what it sounds like it means in English, but yeah, that was his name. He pulled a guy who was walking away from an ATM after withdrawing some money on a Florida street. He pulled a guy into his Honda Civic. Listen to how hopped up on pornography he was, by the way. He was sitting in the back seat of his Honda Civic, Mr. Fukyu was, with a DVD player watching porn, okay? Got so horny that he pulled the guy into his car and tried to rape him after the guy was using the ATM machine. He was unsuccessful. The guy was able to get away and escape and call police. He jumped out of the car, ran to a nearby shopping center yelling, "Rapist, rapist." Police officers were able to be on the scene almost instantly, determined, yes, he'd been watching gay pornography in the backseat of his Honda on a portable DVD player, which sounds so 15 years ago. Like, who doesn't have a smartphone at this point if you're going to watch your porn in your car, right? But he was arrested for assault and attempting to rape. But it is hilarious of all the people arrested that day in Florida that he had the best name, I think. And that's really saying, and probably the best mugshot as well.
Oh, awesome.
So, Mr. Fook, we salute you. Thank you for being part of this edition of What's Up with Florida.
Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
Ralph is here. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat, and then we want to talk a little bit about a very special television program that's on tonight, right after Sons of Anarchy, called Anarchy Afterward, that you won't want to miss.
How dare you.
We're very close to the host, and we can't recommend it more highly.
How dare you.
The show is so fascinating. It's been known to paralyze some people.
How dare you.
Where they can't even move. They're just so transfixed by what's happening at that table.
Maybe that's the power of television.
That's right.
Maybe they're just really scared.
Oh, well, those people should buy a dog. Before I get to show business news, let me give you something. You've earned it. If you've listened to this show, you've earned a little something, something. Five pairs of passes are at my disposal to give away as I see fit to the premiere of The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies!
Yay!
That looks awesome.
That would have been so much more impressive with a little reverb. Can we make that happen? Give me a little reverb?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. The Hobbit! The Battle of the Five Armies!
I don't know.
It's like I was yelling into a cavern.
Dude, I'm not sure that's working.
It's kind of annoying. The way I keep coming back.
Oh, there we go. Now we're getting somewhere. Could I hear it with the reverb instead of the echo? I like that.
The Hobbit!
Try again.
I don't hear anything now.
Weak-ass reverb.
Try it again.
The Hobbit! The Battle of the Five Armies!
No.
Nah.
No.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
What's the matter over there? Now why am I
now
in
what's
tube
that?
Of
that's
history?
That's what I wanted.
No, you don't.
You don't.
It's the tube of history.
Yeah, that's what I want. I
why
like
do you
that.
Want that?
Bean wants that.
Because that sounds good.
No, it doesn't.
Let's hear that. Let me hear it with that.
Just goes on and on and on and on and on.
Let me hear The Hobbit with that.
The Hobbit! The Battle of the Five Armies.
That I like.
Well, now
hey, let's give some tickets
I
away.
I can't give the tickets away now. I'm out of time. Call me now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through with that number get a pair of passes to the premiere December the 9th at the Dolby Theater there at Hollywood and Highland.
Of what?
The Hobbit! The Battle of the Five Armies! The echo's not as good. It's not like a big voicey.
Yeah, I don't feel like either were great.
That's great goddamn radio.
Thank you.
Movies in the theaters everywhere on December the 17th if you don't win the big super duper grand prize.
I'm sorry. What movie are we talking about?
The Hobbit!
Oh, that's pretty good.
The Hobbit! The Battle of the Five Armies!
Okay, I don't understand what you're saying.
Didn't have like a big quality to it. It was almost big.
Well, I just turned it down a little because it seemed to be too much. We'll have to work on this off the air.
No.
So much more entertaining for the listeners.
Thank you, Cat's Mom.
Hey, congratulations. Scarlett Johansson's married. That happened.
What?
What indeed?
That's a surprise. She married her fiancé, Romain Duriac.
You're crazy. No, send me pictures.
I don't have any pictures. It happened on October the 1st in a very secret, private ceremony.
Wait, celebrities can do things in private?
Apparently.
What?
Took place less than a month after the pair welcomed their first child, their daughter Rose, to the world in September. Scarlett and Romain were married in a very intimate ceremony after the birth of their daughter, a source tells Page Six. The New York Post, they kept the wedding a big secret because they both wanted their privacy.
I heard they got married in Montana, by the way.
They did. That's where they
Montana.
That's where you have to go.
Is that the only celebrity marriage in the history of the state of Montana?
Don't have that list of
Let me see. Let me look up Montana facts here in my brochure from the Montana Tourism Board.
Being asked questions no one cares about.
Or can answer. Honey Boo Boo star Chickadee. Chickadee's in the news. Chickadee needs some pocket change now that she's out of work, now that Honey Boo Boo has been canceled.
Sure.
So she has signed up to be a spokesperson with a company called Young Living Essential Oils.
What?
Chickadee now has a link on her Facebook page promoting the company's product line, including their most popular oil, the Ebola blocking oil.
No.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yep.
This is supposed to protect you from the Ebola?
Sure. The company says the oil is multi-purpose. It can prevent you getting not only Ebola, but also helps prevent cancer. So, if you'd like some snake oil, you can go to Chickadee's Facebook page and get some of these life-saving oils.
What I'm looking for.
Do I get one?
Yes, yes, Cat's Mom, you will get one. We're going to send you one.
Ebola! You don't have to be scared anymore. It's good news.
And, you know, usually when I talk about rape in the news, it involves Bill Cosby. But this Shia LaBeouf story is weird.
It is so weird.
This
weird,
is a weird. Wacky stuff. Everything that comes out from his camp is weird.
You may remember when he was doing his I Am Sorry art exhibit, where he would sit at a table with a bag over his head. And people would be funneled into the room one by one, and you could choose from a selection of props and then engage him while he silently sat there apologizing for his crime of plagiarism.
That was weird enough.
That was weird enough. You go in and you sit down at the table. He would be completely silent and immobile, and you could confront him with pliers or a bullwhip or a copy of the work of the guy he plagiarized, and now he is claiming that a woman came into the room and raped him while his girlfriend, Shia LaBeouf's girlfriend, was waiting in line outside before she came in, and that woman's boyfriend was waiting on the other end of the line outside the room for it all to happen.
I have so many questions about that. Like, why is Shia LaBeouf's girlfriend in line? That doesn't make sense. And
the woman whose boyfriend...
His hands weren't tied, were they?
No.
Well,
the woman whose boyfriend was right outside there whipped my legs with a whip for 10 minutes and then stripped off my clothing and proceeded to rape me, he says.
This,
The woman walked out of
That's
the...
That's dangerous.
Walked out of the room. It is dangerous. With her lipstick all smudged. And then met up with her boyfriend, who I imagine was quite hurt by it, he said. His girlfriend, who later came into the room and saw lipstick all over him, she was also upset. She came and asked for an explanation, but I couldn't speak. So we both sat with this unexplained trauma silently. It was painful. The hardest part of the show.
Oh, my God.
It effed up our Valentine's Day.
Come on.
So this happens, and he doesn't say a word because...
He's
being quiet.
He's being true to his art,
because,
Lisa.
Oh, my God.
He said he would remain silent throughout the duration of this performance piece, and so he remained silent. And he also vowed that he would not take any action, so he couldn't defend himself against the violation that this woman stripped off his clothes and presented to him.
That is commitment.
Or, I submit, he got a Hummer from a lady and needed a way to explain it to his girlfriend.
Yeah. You know, there are people out there who are raped, and it's not funny.
Right.
And
it's not art, and it's not a performance piece.
And this makes...
And they're real victims.
Yes, and I think this makes people take claims less seriously.
Well, it makes me take Shia LaBeouf less seriously.
Well,
I don't know about claims, but, you know, when you read about all the stuff that, like, people like Bill Cosby have inflicted on people,
allegedly.
Allegedly. it's just...
Yeah.
How do you even be this guy? How do you be this guy?
I don't know.
How do you be him? Don't be him.
Don't be him.
Don't be him.
What's in the water out there?
That's what I'm asking you, Cat's Mom. What's in the water out there? I got this great list of the richest recording artists in the world. We'll have to get to that next hour.
Next hour.
Next time. Today's celebrity birthdays. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is 31 years old today. That poor bastard. 31 years old. Rich as hell. Playing for the best team in the NFL right now.
Best quarterback in the NFL right now.
And he knows Hans and Franz.
Yeah. He gets to pull on that pretty lady's hair.
I don't know how long it would have been before I got Hans and Franz, but...
Britney Spears is 33 years old. Nelly Furtado is 36. Nate Mendel, Foo Fighter bassist, 46 years old. And Lucy Liu celebrates her 46th birthday as well. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Double deep breaths are a-glowing. They're ready for showing to those far and those near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Beautiful.
This double D.
We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. We have a winner.
We have a winner. We have a contestant.
This double December 2015. Look
at her, Kevin. Come on. We have a winner.
We have a contestant. A possible winner.
Now, we call you Ms. Padilla. Do you not have a first name, or is that highly classified information?
It is not classified information, but it is Samantha.
Okay.
All right.
But are we allowed to call you that?
Yeah, you can call me Sam, Samantha.
But all your social media is Ms. Padilla, right?
Yes, sir.
You're not a Sam. You're a Samantha. Can't go with Sam.
Well, it's great to meet you. Thanks so much for coming in. I understand you've been listening to the show for a while. We really appreciate that. We always, in our mind, when we picture our audience, we picture someone who looks a lot like you. So it's great to have that verified for us. Tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, my name is Samantha. I am a dance coach, instructor, fitness.
Same.
Yeah, I see that.
I do the same.
Yeah. I'm an executive assistant by day.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Who do you teach to dance? Adults or little kids?
Everyone, hopefully soon. I was a go-go dancer for 10 years.
Same.
I decided to transition into fitness.
Tell me about being a go-go dancer. What kind of place are you a go-go dancer in? And is that the one that you see like up in a little cage and stuff like that?
Yes, that's the stereotypical thing. You see us in cage or a stage or boxes, go-go box.
Mm-hmm.
So I danced all over Hollywood, mostly Playhouse. I was a residential there. But like I said, I've kind of slowly pulled away. Don't do it as often here and there. I'm selective now. But I'm doing it a fitness style version of what you would see in the club.
You say I'm a 5'6" Latina with a feisty attitude.
That's me.
Should that
Are you
scare
a mouthy
us?
Broad? Is that what we're asking?
No, I'm very I'm very literal. Sometimes people can, you know, just I don't know, they say things and I just listen to what they're actually saying and it comes off harsh sometimes. I'm a daughter of a warden, so I'm kind of tough.
Of a
tomboy.
A warden at a jail.
Yes.
Wow.
My mother.
That's interesting.
Your
That's
mother.
Interesting.
She
yes.
had to be tough.
Oh,
yes.
Dear God.
Yes.
Wow.
I feel like you
heard
might stories.
Arrest us.
No, a lot of people think I'm like undercover when I tell them that. I'm like, I wish. No.
Do you are you the type who gets into a lot of fights either online or in person? I'm not talking about fist fights. I'm talking about verbal fights. Like, do you argue a lot?
I want to say no, but I feel like it's attracted to me. So I'm like, I'd be like at a club and a bouncer will start like messing with me. And I'm like, but I'm just standing here.
So you think trouble comes to you.
Yeah, but I obviously have to be attracting it, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a few confrontations here and there.
How'd you hear about the Miss Double December pageant?
I first heard of it when Lux did it 2 years ago. She's a friend of mine.
Lux, and then why do all hot chicks know each other? How is this possible?
Lux knows all hot chicks.
It's incredible.
We're a part of a club.
You are. If selected as a finalist, you'll be asked for a talent. You say you're a master twerker.
Yes.
Because of all the go-go dancing, I imagine.
That makes
sure.
sense, yeah.
Do we need to have a cage?
No.
Okay.
Not necessary.
Right.
I could twerk anywhere.
So that's what you're going to do on Friday at the slide bar, then. You're going to shake that ass, basically.
Basically. Chop it like it's
what's
hot.
What's your song? What do you like to dance to?
You know, I'm like anytime anybody says that right now, it's Anaconda.
Okay.
Yeah. Minaj,
you can't go wrong
the
with
video,
that.
The video, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Makes perfect sense. Describe yourself in 140 characters. I'm silly, loving, tough, giving, smart, honest, sometimes brutally, moody, with a little bit of crazy.
By the way, her 140 characters goes on to about 2,000 characters. I don't know if you guys...
It's not technically 140 characters, but that's all right. I love music that makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. And so that's
wrong with
that right now. All right.
Nothing wrong with that. What do you, if you win Miss Double December 2015, and I sure hope you do, what are you most looking forward to next year?
Next year? Can't be this year?
Yeah, it could be this year.
Yeah, this year too. Is it Acoustic Christmas? Is that the draw
one.
For you?
Night one. Is what pushed me over the edge to enter.
Yeah.
Which band?
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's pretty sweet. Look, being Miss Double, we get something out of it too because we get to hang out with a lovely, beautiful woman for a year. But it's a pretty good deal being Miss Double December when you think about Acoustic Christmas and you think about the Weenie Roast and the Breakfast With and the Singles Parties and the April Foolishness and all the stuff we do throughout the year and just kind of, you know, being part of the K-Rock family for a year. And, you know, as you know from your friend Lux, I mean, you know, we still consider her part of the family. You know, you don't go away just because your reign ends. I mean, we love hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, that's awesome. I saw her. She stopped by the other day. I saw her Instagram.
Yep.
She got to hang out with you guys.
Yep.
That's awesome.
You know everyone. This is weird. This is a weird situation.
Yeah. All right. This Friday, we are going to be with Miss Padilla and the other contestants vying to be Miss Double December 2015. That is going to be at the Slide Bar in Fullerton, 21 and up. First come, first serve. We're asking you to bring a new unwrapped toy. The United States Marine Corps is going to be down there once again this year. They do Toys for Tots. We make it Toys for Tatas that very special day. And we've put together a lot of toys over the years that we've been doing the pageant. And it's a super good time. And it looks like the rain's going to be through by then, so it should be a pretty nice morning. And Ms. Padilla, I don't know how you feel about being in a bikini at 6 a.m., but we're excited to see you then.
Oh, I can't wait.
Same.
Heavy rain headed towards California on Tuesday, December 2nd, 2014. It's going to bring up to 30-plus millimeters of rain, especially in Los Angeles, California, and in Southern California. It's going to be a lot of rain in the state of California, including San Francisco and Sacramento, California as well. Central low pressure system's going to get pretty close to the state of California. That's going to bring a lot of rain. Especially in Los Angeles, California.
Said that.
Tuesday, December 2nd, 2014. It's going to bring heavy downpours. It's going to cause some flooding. It's going to be a lot of puddles in the streets in Los Angeles.
Fritz Coleman has California. Lost his step, huh?
I think we found our new weatherman.
I think so, too.
Lester, come on home, Lester.
this kid, his name is Frankie. Apparently, he posts lots of videos about extreme weather. He's got one on North Dakota, one on Portland. He's got one on Calgary, Alberta. Apparently, he's very concerned about bad weather moving into areas around the world.
He sure does like to yell.
State of California.
Sure is yelling.
State of California is apparently in trouble, according to Frankie. So.
That's got to be a little pressure, State of California. Heavy rain headed towards California on Tuesday, December 2nd.
It's
the best ever?
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic. Although David Lynch has got to be super jealous now that he's getting his thunder stolen with the weather reports on the internet.
And he's very Lynch-esque.
He is, sort of,
very much so. So, all right, time for one final look at the showbiz beat. By the way, Ralph, what do you think about those Miss Double D contestants we had in here today? Nice ladies, right? Good batch
that
this
sort
year.
Of thing.
I'm just saying, good batch.
You like beautiful women who are nice with large breasts? Yeah, I
Ralph,
guess.
Yeah. Can I tell you the disaster that was the last contestant, Miss Padilla?
You didn't let...
Meeting Bean.
You didn't let...
What are you talking about? I thought it went fine.
You interact with her, did you?
She said hi off the air, and she said, it's so nice to see your faces after listening to you for so long.
That's nice.
To which Bean replied immediately, it's nice to see your boobies, too.
After seeing the photos on the website and everything, it's nice that she came in and we got a chance to meet her.
And happened.
That's all.
That's how this room rolls, Ralph. You're so lucky to be in the other room at times.
She understands that she's here for Miss Double December. It can't be any surprise that her breasts are going to be a topic of conversation. That's how she got the gig. Is this thing on?
Yes, God damn it.
Sadly, it is.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it is.
It needs to not be.
You have to understand that there is some sort of line that you can walk between a woman who's coming in for a beauty contest and what you do. You know that they can split the difference there, right?
God damn it, Bean.
Right. I was saying it's nice to have you in to talk about
that's not what you said at all.
Pageant, though.
That's good to see your boobies, too.
That's what you said.
The way Kevin said it, it makes it sound creepy.
Lisa?
You said it that way.
Lisa?
It was a little creepy.
Thank you.
That was not intended to be creepy. I'm just glad she didn't say F you.
Well, she should have. She should have.
Freaking Cosby.
Bean, shut up, Bean.
Bean Cosby.
Shut the F up, Bean.
Call him Bean Cosby from now on.
Bean sucks!
Oh, you know what that was? That was last year's Miss Double December pageant.
Yeah. That was all the contestants of the show leading the chant. Hey, we've been talking about Foo Fighters and their Sonic Highways series and album. And the fact that they've added a couple additional dates.
Yes, very excited about
Southern that. Southern
California. Part it of the is September 19th at the Honda Center and September 22nd at the Forum.
You know, they've also announced who their opening act's going to be for that stadium tour throughout 2015. Gary Clark Jr., who appeared
really?
On the Austin, Texas episode of that.
He's fantastic.
He is
he's
fantastic.
A prodigy, man.
I don't know him.
Did you see the Austin episode?
Yes.
He's the black guitarist, the blues guitarist, who from the time he was like 14 has just blown people's minds with how great a guitar player he is.
Is he the guy that made a guitar out of a string or something? Or?
No.
Different guy.
Made a guitar.
No.
What, earlier
no,
in this season.
Guitar out of a string.
Yes.
Bean, thank you.
No, you're right.
I didn't
say
it well, but you know what I'm saying, Bean.
Yeah. No, this is not him.
Okay.
This is a guy who plays a store-bought guitar, but is outstanding. He's got some terrific records on his own. It's a great choice.
He was on one of the nights of the Letterman residency. Was Letterman, right, where the guy sat down for a week?
I think so, yes.
It was Letterman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was with them for one of the nights. It was very, very interesting.
And he's part of the Foo Fighters, that 20th anniversary show that you told us about
in
Washington,
D.C.
next year as well.
RFK Stadium. So that's good news. Speaking of recording artists, great list. From the global intelligence and prospecting firm.
That's not a thing.
WealthX, the name of the company.
Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
For reals?
They just amass information about the ultra wealthy.
Okay.
And WealthX has released their list of the richest recording artists in the world.
Adele doesn't.
She did not make the list. Would you be interested in knowing the top 10 world's richest recording artists?
Yes, I would.
Let's go through the names then, shall we? Any guesses? You want to guess?
Well, you know I hate this, but Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift not on the list.
Yes!
You'll be happy to know.
Yes!
Kevin, she's not on the
yes!
list.
The first, I mean, she's only worth a couple hundred million dollars. I think we're way past that. Aren't we talking about the McCartneys of the world,
the 10th
right?
on the list. I'll give you just the number-wise. 10th on the list is worth $440 million.
Yeah, that's, so $200 million for Taylor is nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is like people have been around a while.
I got to say Paul McCartney.
Lisa,
I got to say
most
McCartney.
Most of them have been around for a while. You're right.
It would have
Lisa.
To be McCartney,
so I was thinking
right?
like Elton John, maybe, someone like that.
Well, let's address them one at a time.
Great guess.
Sir Paul McCartney is second on the list
second.
With $660 million.
Wow.
Okay.
Now, Lisa, you said Elton John. Mm-hmm. Sir Elton John, $450 million. He's ninth on the list.
Wow.
Is this, did you say so just last money. Year?
Or
all
this
time?
This is net worth.
Net worth, yeah, okay.
Net worth. This is
how about Mr. Michael Jagger?
Or Mick?
Mick, as he's known to everyone
what
else.
About Mick Jagger?
Mick Jagger, not on the list.
Well, not
on the list.
No Stones
what
on the list.
What about Michael Jagger? Maybe he was talking about something.
Wow. That is shocking to me.
Michael Bono? Jackson.
Are you shocked?
How about Bono?
Bono. Sir Michael Bono. Sixth on the list with $590 million.
Wow.
That is pretty sweet.
Wow. Get and he's coming at me looking for 40 cents for pills.
And get someone to pedal the bike for you there for that kind of money.
Right, with that kind of money.
You have the money.
Get a driver.
Get in the back seat of the bike. For God's sakes, Bono. Yeah, $590 right. million. That's his net worth.
Who are we missing that's been around? How about Eric Clapton?
No.
Oh, no. That's a good guess.
Who else?
I don't know who else other than...
I don't know, racist. Why don't you pick a few black artists and see if you can come up with
Jackson,
something.
But
he's not black, first of all, and he's not alive.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, Lisa, thank you for not being
great
racist.
Great answer.
Eighth on the list, $510 million.
Can you imagine being worth $510 million and only eighth on the list?
Yeah,
how about his wife, Beyonce?
It's not too shabby when your wife is 10th on the list and she's got her own $440 million net worth.
Wow, that's
so
a power couple right
together,
there.
Together, they're worth about a bill.
Oh,
about
man.
A bill.
One bill.
About a bill together.
Hey, we heard that there's trouble when there's $1 billion in the elevator, man. We know that's true.
That's right.
Dr. Dre.
All right.
Dr.
Who are we
Dre,
forgetting
beer
here?
Mug coming up with a poll.
That's Dr. a great.
Third on the list. Third on the list with $650 million.
And most of that is Beats by Dre, right?
That's most of that is,
oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Technology.
Third.
Headphones. Third on the list. You only have four left. You're doing well, people. Don't give up yet.
Starland Vocal Band.
Starland Vocal Band. Just missed the top 10 this year.
Not on the list. Okay.
Thinking like the best.
These aren't bands, by the way. They're solos.
Solo.
So
okay.
It couldn't be Starland Vocal
Come
Band.
Come on, you guys.
It had to be Phil from the Starland Vocal
what
Band.
What about the country music? Bean, you know.
Oh.
Don't waste
I don't
your
know
time.
Anything
don't
about
waste
no?
your time.
Don't
yeah.
waste your time.
Okay. Don't
All
waste
right.
your time
All right.
on country music.
Eminem.
Don't waste your time. Beer Mug, you got your one good guess, and just right. be happy with that and sit down.
Done.
All right.
Jeez, I am. The pressure's on, and I'm failing
four.
You, Ralph.
Four
I'm
left.
Sorry.
Four left.
I'm just not thinking.
Hint?
I'll give you a hint. Out of the remaining four. Three are women.
Three
wow.
are women.
Madonna?
Madonna, number one on the list, Madonna, with $800 million net worth. She is number one.
Wow.
The richest recording artist in the world. She's beating the Beatle.
$800 million.
Tops
wow.
the Beatle.
The Beatle.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive. All right.
What about Celine Dion? She had those shows. She was making so much money.
Celine Dion, Lisa, fifth on the list. $630
wow.
million dollars net worth.
I thought that was a dumb guess.
Not dumb at all.
She made
Number
so
five.
Much money in Las Vegas.
She did.
She did.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Now I'm out.
You got two left.
Know.
Yeah, we're out.
One boy, one girl.
One boy, one girl. Still out.
We did good.
You did.
Yeah, come on, Ralph. Let us slide for the rest of it. We got 8 out of 10.
I'm not really punishing you. I thought you were playing a game. I thought you were enjoying it.
We were until now. Now
let us go home.
Now we want to turn in our tests.
Time's
put
up. Put
your number two pencils down.
We turn in our tests.
We're going to leave some answers blank.
Seventh on the list, Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
Of course.
$520 million at number seven. And at number four, Sean Combs. Puffy.
Really?
Yeah.
P. Daddy.
Oh, wow, I wouldn't have thought that.
Me neither.
$640 million in net worth makes him
Holy
fourth
crap.
On the list.
He's made a lot of good investments. He owns a lot of companies.
Yep.
Are you not entertained?
Well, we are
you not entertained?
We are entertained. And since we're in a musical vein, I thought we'd entertain you with a little new music from The Killers. You know, each and every December, they release a new Christmas song.
Mm-hmm.
Bean looks forward to it with great anticipation.
Too
each
much
and every
anticipation.
Year. When it wasn't there... When he woke up on the 1st of December, Bean was, he wasn't pre-sad, I guess. He was actually on sad.
Yeah, he was
sad on time.
I was
sad
destroyed.
Right on
time. It was hard for me to go on.
But they did release it a little bit later yesterday.
You should have ended it.
And The Killers, interesting choice this year. A little bit of a different direction for them. This year's Christmas song is a collaboration with a super talented musician named Jimmy Kimmel.
I'm sorry, I thought you said super talented and musician.
I did. They came together and worked on what Kimmel is calling the greatest holiday song ever recorded by non-chipmunks. It is called Joel the Lump of Coal.
Okay.
All proceeds go to the Red Campaign, which is an excellent charity. You can go to iTunes.com and get it right now. And I thought you'd like to hear a little of the brand new Killers Christmas song, Joel the Lump of Coal, featuring Jimmy Kimmel.
Joel, Joel the Lump of Coal, happy as a lump can be. He just wants to keep Santa warm and make the elves cozy. But Santa Claus had other plans for Joel one fateful day.
Joel, you're just the lump I need. Come join me on my sleigh.
That was Jimmy?
That's Jimmy, yes.
He needs to not do that. Right? Who's with me?
He can do whatever he wants.
Jimmy, stop it. I don't know why. Keep doing it.
You should have done it as Santa Carl. That's what,
that's what I was thinking. This would have been time for Santa Carl to come back.
I need lump coal on sleigh.
That's very cool, by the way, that they're working together. I
guess
I like that.
Because they're all Vegas boys, right? Is that
yeah.
their connection?
Having fun, raising a little money. Go to iTunes and buy it 99 cents. Good cause.
Joel, you're just the lump I need. Come join me on my sleigh.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Lucy Liu, one of Charlie's Angels. Now, of course, Dr. Watson on Elementary, 46 years old.
Today. So great in the Kill Bill movies, too.
Oh, yeah. Can't go wrong
so
there.
Great.
So good.
Oh, so good. Nate Mendel from Foo Fighters, 46 years old today. Nelly Furtado is 36. Britney Spears, 33. And Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers celebrates his 31st birthday today. You know, we talked about his success on the field, and then someone had to go along and ruin the rest of my day by pointing out he's also dating Olivia Munn these days. So he's got some stuff going on. That,
all right.
That guy.
He wins.
He wins. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, Ralph, Beer Mug didn't want us to give this away, but we're going to anyway. The first five callers right now, 1-800-520-1067, a four-pack of tickets to K-Rock Takes Over Grinchmas.
Yeah!
December 6th at Universal Studios Hollywood. First five callers, 1-800-520-1067. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to talk to musician Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, good.
About that show.
Did he co-write the song? Is that part of it?
Yes, he did. That's my understanding.
Makes it makes more sense now. Joel,
we have a brand new Miss Double December song by a well-known artist.
Kevin, who would that artist be?
A well-known artist.
Yeah, I'd like to know. I don't know well enough who it is you're talking about, so
well,
I'd like to know who.
It's a guy who does songs that people appreciate.
And
a lot.
His name is?
What now? Gabriel Iglesias will be in studio. And we've got some more Miss Double December contestants. And we've got your tickets for the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas all tomorrow morning.